想知道这个啊，你们可以没very important that we have to appreciate what we're doing.
The avoda that we're doing now is one of the most fundamental, most important avodas that a Jew has to do. I'll just go back to the Kriyas HaTorah that we just read now and elaborate that we're being mekayim, that which the Torah tells us to do. We just read now in Kriyas HaTorah that after we're punished, v'heifitz Hashem eschem bo'amim v'nishartem esem mispor bagoyim asheinayig Hashem eschem shomo. Pesukim continues, Nebuch, to the situation which we come to, and the pasuk continues and says, "Ubikashte mishom es Adonai Elohecha umatzasa ki sidreshenu b'chol levavcha u'b'chol nafshecha." When Mitzuve Hakadosh Baruch Hu didn't give us all of the horrific tzaris as a punishment for the past, but rather as a catalyst and a push to bring us back to Him, that we should become better, repent and return. The tachlis of all the tzaris, of the toichicha, which has happened to us, has to ultimately bring us to bikash the mishom es Hashem Elokecha, to bikush, to be mevakish es Hashem. As the pasuk says, u'bikshu es Hashem Elokeim ves David Malkom. Chazal tell us that to be zoiche to the geula, to be zoiche to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu will only happen for bikshu es Hashem Elokeim. To be zoiche to get back to Malchus Beis David, the Malchus that ultimately brings the whole world to the Dveikus and Shechina, to the ultimate Kabbalas ol Malchus Shemaim of the world, that's only u bikshu es David Malkom. We have to be mevakish it. That's what the pasuk here says. Who bikashed them Yishom? It's Hashem Elokecha Matzoso. Kisid Yushenu b'chol levav b'chol nafshecha. And how will that happen? As the pasuk continues and describes, we just read this in Kriyas HaTorah now. Batzar lecha, when you'll be in pain. Umitzoucha kol hadvarim ha'ele, all of these things which I tell you that will happen to you will ultimately happen to you. Ba'achris hayomim. Vishavto ad Hashem Elokecha vishamata bekoilei. And then the psukim elaborately describe who we are as a nation, who we're in the greatest madrega. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is chofetz banu. He wants us. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling this to us, convincing us, telling us, appreciate the love that I loved you, that I was megale to you like no other nation. The psukim continue to describe how the gewaltige madrega of dveikus that we achieve. We achieve madregas of hearing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Neshamayim Mishmiyachol Yizkoyloi. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us who we are and what we are. We should appreciate it in order to be mevakish es Hashem, batzar lecho, ba'achris hayomim. This avoid of being mevakish, bikush of Hashem, and the yearning to return is very, very fundamental in one of the yisoides hayahadus in being a Jew. The Rambam is very extreme. The Rambam has a lashon that he writes in Perik Yud Aleph, Hilchis Malachim, Malach Yud Aleph, V'chol mi she'inu mamin boy, someone who's not mamin in Bias HaGoyel, oy mi she'inu mechake libiyosoy, or someone who doesn't wait for his coming. Loshen the pasuk is chakeloi kivoyovoi. That afal pi that yisma ameya, we have to be mechake, and we have to yearn for his coming. Now the Rambam says that a person who's not mechake libiyosoi, loy b'shar nevim belvad hu koifer ele b'toyro b'moish rabbeinu. He's lacking in his basic Yahadus, and the Rambam calls him a koifer in the Ika. So, again, writes the Rambam, this halacha in Yad. Rambam writes the same when he elaborates in Perish Mishnayis, in Perek Chelek, when he goes through the Yud Gimel Ikrim, he also emphasizes this very strongly, that he has to be mechake libiyosoy. Reshiva asks, why is this different than the other 12 Ikrim? We're over there, it's enough to be mamin in the Ikrim. Where does the aspect of being mechake libiyosoy become fundamental in being a Jew? So the Reshiva elaborates in his ksofim. This shtickle has been printed also. What's the difference between a mitzvah of emunah and what's the chilik between a mitzvah and an ikar? That a person is Jewish only if he's has a chilik in Torah's Moshe, only if he has these Yud Gimel Ikrim. And in the ikar of B'yas emunah, but B'yas Mashiach, it's much more. Over there, a person has to be a mechake. So the Reshiva points out to the other. The Rambam, when the Rambam describes what's Geirus, Chaim Ledoiris, Ksheyirze, Ha'akum, Lehikonis Labris, Velistoifif Tachas Kanfe Yashchina. The definition of a person wanting to be Mizgayer, what's the concept of a person becoming a Ger? He has to be Nichnas Labris, he has to be part of the convent, he has to be Muchan to be Mekabel upon himself. And he wants to be mekabel upon himself all malchus shemayim and all mitzvahs. He has to also yearn lehistoyfef tachas kanfei hashchina. Kshirze likonis labris lehistoyfef tachas kanfei hashchina. The definition of what being a Jew is being mekabel upon oneself, the bris, and to be mistoyfef, to want to be connected and close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Shechina. As the Loshon of the Pasuk, that Nomi told Ruth, Ashabos lachsois tachas knofov. That the definition of what a Jew is not just to be nichas labris, to be mekayim, the tariag mitzvahs, kabel ol malchus shemayim ol mitzvahs. He has to also have a rotzayim, to be nichnas, and to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Reshiv explains that that's pshat in this Rambam. Since we cannot be properly close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our present situation, and comparing to what we're supposed to be, we're b'shval ha-madrega. We're so far, we don't even know what we're missing. We don't even know almost what to cry about. And a person who doesn't yearn that his situation should change, that he should be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should be mistoishiv tachas kanfei hashchina, is lacking in his ikar, in this ikar of Yahadus. And that's why it's ma'akev in being a Jew. A person has to be mechake libiyosei. A person cannot be happy with and content with his present spiritual situation. As good as it might seem, he's sitting and learning yomim v'laylo, being medaktik v'mitzvahs kalaka chamura. A person has to realize there's so much more that you have to come to. A person has to yearn to be mistoifiv tachas kanfei hashchina. Naturally, a person who has a connection to Limud HaTorah, and the greatest connection in it is, of course, he's zoiche to the midah of Ahavas Hashem. When a person is zoicha to Ahavas Hashem, he learns to appreciate that there's so much that Dveikus in Shechina has to give a person. But that has to be the ultimate tachlis of a Jew, to be mistoifif tachas kanfei Hashechina kol chada from dar gedilei. And of course, the more a person is connected, the more a person is shayach to it, he has a tshuka for more. But on the most basic level, we have to know there has to be a deep yearning, a rotzin, not to be satisfied with our situation, and to be misabel with a deep avelus on what we've lost. Loshon HaShulchan Aruch in Simin Aleph or Achaim, just bringing the Yesodus of Yahadus, is in Seif Gimel, Ro'i L'chol Yirei Shomayim, to be misoinein and to be misabel on the Churban Abayis. It's a famous word from the Kotzker. And what happens if someone's not a Yirei Shomayim? He doesn't have to be misabel. He doesn't have to be misoinein on the Churban Abayis. And the words of the Kotzker, if he's not a Yirei Shomayim, he has to cry on the Churban Atzmoy, on his own Churban. In different words, I'll say it. If a person, Nebuch, is not a Yirei Shomayim, Nebuch, he's almost a non-starter. You can't demand anything from him. He's not Shaykh, not in the Parsha. Once a person is Yirei Shomayim, he could be Mizboinen properly on the Churban Abayis. And of course, when we're Mizboinen on the Churban Abayis, we're Misoine on the Churban Atzmeinu, where we are holding. And that's what we cry when we say, Niten Roi Shomayim, Ve'enem and Kardima. As Rosh Yeshiva elaborates always, Niten Halavai, Halavai, I should be on a Madrega, to be able to cry Yoimom V'Laylo, that I should be in so much pain on my richuk from you, on my richuk from the Shechina, on the Madrega of the Shiflus of Klal Yisrael, the Golus HaShechina, and the horrific Chilul Hashem, it should hurt me and pain me. Halavai, I should be on such a Madrega. And that Gufa is part of our Avelus, on Churban Atzmeinu. Where are we holding? Why aren't we crying? And our avodah now, here, it should be an avodah of a Jew, 354 days of the year. And it is. A person, yoimom v'laylo, has to be mechakele biyosoy. Kilishuascho kivinu kol hayoim. That's one of the first questions a Jew is asked in Beis Neshamah after 120. Tzipisa l'Yeshua. Were you waiting for the geula? Were you waiting for the change? Were you waiting for the eshbachruchi al kol bosor? Were you waiting for the day that we'll be able to be dovuk in Shechina, as the Rambam writes, l'nisavu chachomim, for yomois ha-moshiach, just that we should be able to sit in l'ntoyra, to be dovuk in Shechina, yoimom v'layla, without any hesach hadas, without any distractions? Were you waiting for that day? Were you yearning for that day? That's our avodah today, specifically in Tisha B'Av, to understand the patch that we've gotten, to understand our situation is not good. And that is the psukim we had in Kriyas HaTorah. Batzar luchom utzoluchol bikashtem. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes through in the Hilge Torah and he teaches us who you are, what you are. You were the nation that I spoke to. You're the nation that I nisa likim lovo lekachas legei mekerev goyim. You're my cherished nation. I want you. I want to have that relationship with you. Know who you are, what you could become. And therefore, b'kashta mishomas Hashem alekecho matzoso. Kisi jushenu b'chol levovcho b'chol nafshecho. And that's our avodah today. I always bring this Rashi in Shir HaShirim to point out that there's a nekuda, there's madrega, that it's shaykh, even as man of the golus, when we don't have the Mikdash, we don't have the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu the way we had the time when we had the Shechina, the Gilui, in the Mishkan, in the Mikdash. But if we have a deep, deep tshuka and a deep yearning, even bizman hazeh, a person can achieve a very high level of yearning and of dveikus and of appreciation of who he is and what he is. And sometimes, adarabba, when a person gets the patch and a person understands that things could be so, so different. In the times of a lack, sometimes the person can appreciate so much more what the tachlis and what the greatness of what he could achieve and what could he have. I'll say b'derech moshel. When a person, chas v'sholem, is in a life-threatening situation, in the hospital with Hashem Yirachem in an illness, later he comes out, he's moidu m'shabeach, and he says, I'm alive. He can appreciate the matana of life. He can say, rak briyut. If a person has health, he has everything. Or a person is, wakes up, opens his eyes in the morning, how much he has to say thank you. A person sometimes, when he's threatened in a matzav of lack, or chas v'shalom, when a person taka lacks, he's able to appreciate what it means to have something. So too on a national level, Chazal tell us, Shirashim v'ruach ha-kodesh nichtavo. Rashi nahagdoma to Shirashim writes, V'oimer ani, Shirosh loim v'ruach ha-kodesh, Shasidim Yisrael liglo is goylo achar goylo, churban achar churban, ulis oinen begolu ze al kvoidom harishoin. Rashi writes that the whole Gevaldike Madrig of Shir Hashirim, the Madrig of Shir Hashirim that Rabbi Akiva Chazal tell us, when he used to say Shir Hashirim on Shabbos, Hoya Boiche, he used to cry. And as Talmidim asked him, Rabbeinu, Shabbos Hayoyim, how are you allowed to cry? So he explained to them, he says, I'm not crying tears of pain and tsar, but I'm rather crying tears of ga'aguim, of yearning. The tears of yearning, of a she'ifa, to get somewhere, even though michad gisa, we're horrifically crying on that which we're lacking. We appreciate we're not there. But in the yearning itself, in the tshuka itself, the ga'agua itself, Rabbi Akiva told us, Talmidim Adarab, that's something which is mutter on Shabbos. It's a gewaldike madrege on its own, which is okay on Shabbos. What's the nekuda? The nekuda is that a person, even in his man, when he doesn't have the madrege of Shir Hashirim, but he knows that it's there, and he knows that it's waiting for him, and Hogufa, Klal Yisrael cries, and is misoinein, and wants to get to its true madrege, that itself is a gewaldike madrege of Ruchnius. Pesach and Tisha B'Av are intertwined. Chazal tell us on the Pasuk, Hizbiyani Bamiroimim, the Pasuk in Eicha, Hizbiyani Bamiroirim, Hirvani La'ano. Medrash Eicha says, how, even in the days of the week, always go together. Tisha B'Av is always the same day as Pesach, first day Pesach. The night of Tisha B'Av is always connected the night of Leila Shimurim, the grace of Leila Shimurim, of Leila Seder. This year, Wednesday night, Thursday, was the first day of Yom Tov Pesach. That's Tisha B'Av today. It goes intertwined. When we chap, when we understand the Bechira and the Gevaldike Gili of Ahava that we had in Pesach, we understand truly to be Misavel on Tisha B'Av, that we don't have it continuously in the right Madrega with the Sengilu Shechina. And that's throughout the Kinnis. There's many Kinnis that compare the two, B'tzeisim Yimitzrayim and B'tzeisim Yerushalayim. The Tachlis of the Kinnis has to be to bring us to a tremendous Madrega of yearning, of a tshuka. And that's really the build of the structure of the Kinnis. The kinis begin, we have from 21 kinis from a blessed kalira. First one beginning in Vav. But ultimately we get to the kinis, the tachlis of the end of the kinis, are that the later kinis, from Lamed Vav on, are kinis of yearning, of tshuka. From Lamed Vav on, the kinis through Mem Dalet, basically, the end of Elitzion. The kinis are kinis of Gagua, of Litzion, Alusishali, Lishlem Asirayich, and ultimately, Libi Lebeis Keil, Vilifne Keil Moid Yeheme, Vilamachnaim Kolingit Arayich, the tshuka of the Isha Yisraeli, begging, yearning to return to the Mokim Ashchina, the Lashon of the Python. To be able to be zoiche, to be misgalgel in the kirosu avodecho savoneo, v'safori choineinu, chayi nishom isavir arzeich, yinam lenavshi orim v'yochef, alichor v'shmoma shohoyud v'raich, to reach the madrig of yearning, of tshukur, to come back, even to reach the madrig of yearning of avelus, In Kippit Lamed Vov, Rabbi Yehuda Levi is being misoinen. And Taki Rabbi Yehuda Levi, Nebach Yotzes on Nishmose, he was killed when he was being misabel, came to Yerushalayim, exactly in such a madrega, that he was on the floor here in Yerushalayim, crying and begging for Golus Hashchina. It's a tremendous madrega of Dveikus. And then, all of those kinis are kinis of yearning. And that's the ultimate tachlis of the kinis. The purpose of mourning, even, I would say, the tachlis of looking at all the pain, looking and being remembering all the yisurim noroim the Knesset Yisrael went through, it's for a much greater tachlis. There's no purpose just in remembering the tzoris as they are. The tachlis of remembering the tzoris is on two folds. First of all, techat the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Helig of Arachamim, brought this upon us. Obviously, there's something so much better and so much greater that's waiting for us. That we have to get to. When a loving father puts a child through a very painful operation. He goes through a medical procedure which is very painful, and the child understands. Obviously, there's something so much better. There's the health. There's the better life that's waiting for me, that it's worth my while to go through this horrific, painful medical procedure. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Helig of Arachamim, who is Megalis such Giluy Yahava to us, is putting us through all of this horrific pain. There's something so much greater waiting for us. And on the second fold is what we understand, that no tragedy ever happens to Klal Yisrael, never happens to a person, im loy miyad Hashem, lo yad Hashem osas azois. The same HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is megale such giduye yahava to us, he's the one, Kedoyv Oyrev Huli, as we've described in the Psukim of Eicha, he's the one behind. It's not Nebuchadnezzar, it's not Nebuzradon, it's not Titus, it's not Aspianus, it's not Hitler, it's not the Crusaders. There's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's behind it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one doing all of this. There's nothing happens to Knesset Yisrael unless Miyad Hashem also says. And we understand that. Then, we understand that Kodesh Baruch Hu is doing this to us because he wants something so much greater from us. He has a purpose which is much greater. And Kodesh Baruch Hu will not allow us just to be mundane people. He won't allow us to be a Megushim Dike Goy. Kodesh Baruch Hu chose us and he wants us, and we have to do tshuva and we have to come back to him. I'll continue the words of Rashi in his Akdomot Shir Hashirim. that when Knesset Yisrael sees all in the goyla achar goyla, churban achar churban, and they're misoinin the goyles al kvodam rishoin, they remember lizkor chibor rishoino, asher hoyus gula loy mikol ha'amim. And that's going to ultimately bring them loymar to say, elcho va'oshuvo el ishi harishoin. I'll go and I'll return to my first husband. Kitoiv li ozmi ato. It was so much better for me then than it is now. The yizkeru es chasodov. They will remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chasodim with them. Ves mo'alom asher mo'alu. They'll remember the betrayal that they betrayed HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they left him. And they'll also remember ves atoivos asher omar lo seis lohem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them that he'll give them, ultimately, ba'achris hayomim, when they'll do tshuva and they'll return to him. Yosad sefer hazeh beruach hakodesh. This sefer shirashim was noisad hayideh shleim hamelech beruach hakodesh, beloshen isha tzrura, a woman who's in horrific pain and she's abandoned. Almonus chayus. She's an almona during the lifetime of her husband. And as we said in Eicha also, and we left HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu then left us. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is alive. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. Hinei loyonav leishan shemei Yisrael. And he's waiting for us. We could be in that beloved relationship all back again. But this Isha almonus chayus na'achris hayomim, when she remembers and she yearns to where she could be, and what her madrega should be, she's mishtekekes al bailo. She's mishtekek to her husband. Misrapekes al doido. She's yearning for his love. And she's mazkeres ahavas nu'ureo elov. And she reminds him of the youthful love that existed between both of them. Ummoido al pisho. And she's moide that she sinned. Avdoido, her lover, Tsar lo bitzarosa, he's horrifically pained in her pain. Umazkir chazdeinu ureo. He's mazkir the gewaldike madrege of her shneis neurim of the youth. V'noi yofyo v'kirshroin pa'aleo. Her beautiful midas toivis, her beautiful maisim toivim, her beautiful dveikus, and her beautiful madrege which she was holding in her youth. Asher bohem nikshar imo be'ahavo azo. That through that, he was connected to her with a fierceful love, lohidio, in order to be moidia to her. Hiloi mili boi ino. That's a lashon in the pasuk in Eicha we said last night. It wasn't from his own will that he brought up all the pain upon her. It wasn't from his will. And v'lo shiluchel shiluchim. And he never, ever truly divorced her. Lashon of the Novi in Hosea is a sefer krisus. I never gave Knesset Yisrael a sefer krisus. She's not divorced from me. Ki oid hi ishtoi. She is still his wife. V'hu isha. And he is her beloved husband. V'hu osid lo shuv eleah. And he ultimately will return back to her. First kinevov begins. Reb Lezer Kalir begins the first kineshovas surumeni shimuni oivrei. Shovas. It all stopped. It came to a full halt. Shiva. Oh, he says over here, Yosheberish Shtelan Nikinis, the Pasuk says in Eicha, Hishlich Mishomayim Eretz, Tiferes Yisrael. Medrash Eicha tells us, I think it was Rava, one of the Amoraim darshaned, was darshaning and speaking about Eicha, and he was holding a Sefer Kinois, and it dropped and it fell. and he said the pasuk hishlich mishamayim eretz. The pasuk doesn't say hishlich mishamayim. And Mefarshim explained le'aretz. Hishlich mishamayim eretz instantly. Mi'igra ramo, from the highest mountain, lebira amikto, to horrific low depth. Michad Gisa, the churban didn't happen at once, so to speak. Goyla achar, goyla golsa Yehuda, the pasuk says. The churban began, I would, around 130 years before Churban Abayis, when in the days of the Melech Yisrael was Pekach ben Ramalyohu, who was the Rosh of Merusha, and the Melech Yehuda was Chizkiyahu HaMelech, and Tiglath Pileser came, and it was in two, three waves, I think it was three waves, that he was Magle all of the Aseres HaShvotim. He took all of the 10 Shvatim away. It was Magle them. Far off lands. At that time, Chizkiyahu HaMelech was a tzaddik, Chubal Oil Mipnei Shemen. In the schus of Chizkiyahu HaMelech, who Chazal tell us it wasn't a tinoik v'tinoikes, from Danad Be'er that wasn't Boki in the most severe halachas of Hilchas Tumah v'Tahara. Chizkiyahu HaMelech was marbe Limud HaTorah in Kvod Shemayim in Klal Yisrael on a tremendous madrega. It's a very important point to appreciate. We had two sisters, kingdoms, Mahalo and Olivo, right next to each other. And physically, Mahalo wasn't any weaker than Olivo. Malchus Yisrael wasn't any weaker than Malchus Yudin, if anything, much more. They were a very strong kingdom with a very strong army. Seemingly, the Psukim might even be Mashma, even stronger than maybe the armies of Chizkiyahu. And on a political level, they were connected to Mitzrayim. Pekach ben Ramalyo was very well connected. And came Melech Ashur to one country, Yisrael, whose capital was in Shomron. He beat them to pulp. Not a single Jew, not a single member, ultimately after the three waves of his being magle them, no one remained. And he brought to Shomron, the Kutim, other nations, that from then on were a thorn, to Yehuda, for the hundreds of years afterwards. And Yehuda, under Chizkiyahu HaMelech, was a Malchus that had one difference. They didn't have a stronger army. They weren't politically stronger connected with any other nations. They had a tremendous madrig of Limud HaTorah. And they had a king who was a tzaddik who brought the nation close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they were saved miraculously. Sancheriv came in one night. All of his armies were totally wiped out. Millions of soldiers dead in one night. That Sancheriv can conquer the whole world. Came to Yerushalayim and garnished. He was totally defeated. It's not kiloy b'chayil. Jews are never win a war. They never succeed because of their physical status. We're totally dependent on our spiritual status. Back to the first point that I began with. Even though goyla achar, goyla golsa yudah, it was 130 years before Churban HaBayis, and later, even Yehuda itself, under first Yehoyachin and Yehoyakim, the two sons of Yeshua HaMelech, who were not tzaddikim. Under them, Nebuchadnezzar came. He took Yehoyachin and he took Kli HaMikdash, and then he took Yehoyakim, who died. As he captured him, as we read last night, before Kinis, that he was told by the Navi he would die, and that's what happened. Yehoyakim were killed. Yehoyakim was taken to Babel. Yehoyakim died in the hands of Nebuchadnezzar. This was 18 years and then 15 years before Churban HaBayis. Then Sidkiyo became king. It happened gradually, seemingly. There were first the Cherish, and then when Yehoyakim was taken and killed and died, Nebuchadnezzar took all of the Cherish and the Mazger, all of the Gedoyli Talmid HaChachomim, the Sanhedrin, took them all off to Babel. But as long as we had a Mikdosh, Klal Yisrael was still in a chitzoinish way, even though we weren't spiritually doing well and ready, the Shechina was goyle eser goluyos. But it seemed on the outside we still were the Malchus, beloved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it was al pnei hadvarim, it looked that we were doing great. Kvoid Shechina, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's COVID was still very great in the world. There was a Gilu Shechina still in the Mikdosh. There was a matzev, the Kiayin Ba'ayin Yiru, and there was a matzev of being able to feel the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we had a Mishkan, the 480 years of the Mishkan in Eretz Yisrael, and the 39 years of the Mishkan in Midbar, and then the 410 years of the Mikdosh, the Mikdosh. During that kufa, we had a madrega, we were able to feel hashras, hashchina, we felt the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our life. And the fact that it was a mikdosh changed the whole madrega of Klal Yisrael. We were on a duvaldika madrega. A Jew at that time, as the Gro was known to say, that the most simple kivyochol Jew, or even the Rosh of a Jew, was on a much higher madrega. When I say Rosh, I mean to say, in certain aspects, he had madrega of ruchnis that we can't even be masig. Now, in the gross musogim of can't be masig, we can't be masig the madregas of a Jew during the tkufa when they had a mikdash, they had a mishkon. Shovas. Hishlich mishomayim eretz. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed the Mikdosh, with that, everything changed. The nation, who for 850 years was in Eretz Yisrael, and had left Mitzrayim with a tremendous madrega of awe, the nations of the world, Shomu Amim Yirgozun, Chiloch Az Yeshvei Ploshes, and they came to Eretz Yisrael, Koymimius, upright. They were the strongest and the most esteemed nation of the whole world. For those 890 years from Yetzias Mitzrayim till the Churban. Once the Churban happened, everything changed. From Igra Rama to Bira Amikta, it was all over. Hashem was to us like an enemy. As the Psukim in Perek Beis of Eichel describe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyochol kedoiv oirev uli. Kivyochol, everything went against us. And everything seemed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates us. Kashik, just like the Pasuk describes in the Toichicha, it would seem, just like Kashik sos Hashem lehitiv esmen ken yosis Hashem, Hashem is mesis the nations and the enemies of Klal Yisrael, to seem as if they're horrifically matzniach with a tremendous, hard to say those words, a tremendous siyata dishmaya. They were helped by heaven to destroy the Jews. Lebira amikta. Klal Yisrael was put down in the shfala madrega. Shovas. It all came to stop. Everything, that whole gili of ahava and the whole madrega, it's all over at once. Came to a matzav of suri meni shimuni oivrai. The enemies of Klal Yisrael were repulsed. The goyim we became repulsive to the goyim. Shsuru meni. Fafluchte yud, dirty Jew. We don't want to have anything to do with you. Shimuni yoivrai. Schiu mois hesimuni be'edrei chaveirai. They were repulsed by us, just like they were repulsed from insects, from cockroaches, from dvorim mo'usim. That's the way that they felt towards a Jew. A Jew who until then was the most choshev, most esteemed nation. He was Jewish. Suddenly became the total opposite. We find it already, that happened already in Mitzrayim. Vayakutsu ipnei b'nei Yisrael. There were cuts. Lashon Rashi, over there in Shmois, Chazal tell us, Vayakutsu, Klal Yisrael became to them like shkotzim, like remosim, like a person is repulsed by disgusting insect, kakarot, chlesnish, Vayakutsu, like shkotzim and remosim, who came mo'us to the goy. That's the midah. That when Klal Yisrael tries to become kekchol ha'goyim beis Yisrael, when Klal Yisrael Nebuch doesn't appreciate who they are, they lose their spiritual madrega. When a Jew loses his spiritual madrega, he is not going to be accepted by the nations of the world. The nations of the world ultimately will throw him out. They'll be repulsed by him. They will hate his essence for who he is as much as he'll try to be like the goy. In Yad Vashem today, there's an exhibition on a German family that in the 19th century, there were bankers. And they still back in the days of Bismarck in the 1850s or 1860s, they funded. And they were from the richest German families who backed the unification of Germany back in under Bismarck in 1860 or so. And they funded, and they were an assimilated family from the mid 19th century, even maybe beginning early 19th century. And they were writing to Hitler, Yomach Shemoy v'Zichroy, in the 1930s, how they're not Jewish just because they have some Jewish ancestors. They shouldn't be treated like with the Nuremberg laws. They're different. They are from the founding of the modern Germany of the time. They should be treated differently. They're not Jewish. They all ended up being sent to the gas chambers, being tortured as Jews. It doesn't help. Jews will never be allowed. Kadosh Baruch Hu, some yechidim, but on a national level, Jews will never be allowed to assimilate. When the Jew tries to assimilate, he does not know to be mekadosh himself, kodesh kadoshim. He doesn't know who he is, and he tries to become one with the Umas HaOlam. Ultimately, they throw him out, and with the Schi Umma'os, they treat him like vermin. Exactly what we've seen happened in Germany. The videos, the movies that the Germans produced, comparing the Jews like rats, like mice. It's all there in Yad Vashem. One of the first exhibitions there, a German movie comparing the Jews to vermin who take over, rats and mice. That's how we became treated. Zok the Heilige Rabbi Elazar Kalirer, Schi Umois Hesimuni, the Edrei Chaveirai. Sakoiso Mishkon, Mischois Dvirai. Sakoiso, you covered. Like a sukkah. Mishkon mischoiz devirai. It's two mahalchim here in Meforshim. One mahalach in Meforshim is showing the fakert, the gili of chibo in the most hidden place. In the most hidden place, there was the Mokim Kodesh HaKadoshim had to be covered. True intimacy is in hiding. It's only between the Oyev and the Ne'ahav. The Mokim HaShechin itself was also for an individual to go in. Only Yom HaKippurim, the Kohen Gadol, Kodesh HaKadoshim was only allowed in. And it was Nesuchach with the Paroiches. Every day, a Kohen was only allowed even into the Kodesh. B'shas Avodah, and in the Shas of the greatest Gidul of Ahava, the Zman of Haktoris Haktoris, the Kohen wasn't allowed to stay in the Mokim HaKodesh. He had to step out. Because he couldn't be there at the Zman of the Gilui of the Ahava, between Knesset Yisrael and Kodesh Baruch Hu. True love, intimacy, is always in hiding. Between the Oyev and the Ne'av. That's one Mahalach in the Meforshim. That Sakois and Mishkan, Mischois de Virai, is referring to this Madrig of Ahava, and then Sakoiso, Nehemshech, that you separated from us. And you made a mechitza between Beis Mikdash Shel Malo and Beis Mikdash Shel Mato. The other Malach in Rosh Hashiva, that's the Malach that Rosh Hashiva generally speaks out. The second Malach here is Sakoiso, Mishkan Mischois Devirai. The Pasuk tells us in Oz Yoshir, Mikdash Hashem Koinenu Yodecho. Koinenu Shnei Mikdashois. There's the Mikdash Shel Malo, that's Mechuven Keneged, the Mikdash Shel Mato. The Mikdash Shel Mato has this palpable Kedusha, this Givaldike Madrega of Dveikus of intimacy, that's creating in the Soichu Shel Kol Echad VeEchad in Klal Yisrael, a connection to the Shechina. That's because it's Mechuven Keneged Mikdash Shel Malo. Chazal tell us, Tosis brings it, that even Bizman Hazeh, and that Tosis says that's the Pshat, and the Brochen would say, we say, the Isha Yisrael is philosom, Ba'avas Akabal Barotsoin, Tosis, there's two ways of reading it. It's either Vashiv Savoy Dovir Beisach or the Isha Yisrael, that we're asking the Kodesh Baruch Hu should return the Avodah to Dvir Beisecho, and it should return the Isha Yisrael as well. And there's another oifen that the Rishonim learn. Vashiv is Avodah Dvir Beisecho. The Isha Yisrael is Tfilosom, Be'ahavas Kabbal Barotsoin. That Isha Yisrael is going together with the Tfilah that we still have this man as it. And what's the Isha Yisrael? The Tosfos brings Pshat. That Michoel is the Tsar of Klal Yisrael, is Makriv, the Korbonus of the Nefoshes at Tzadikim. On the Mizbeach of the Beis Mikdash Shel Malo, even Bizman Hazeh. Tzadikim or Mersa Nefesh. Fekiyim Rotzen Aboyre. The selflessness of every Jew, when he's Makriv himself, Takodesh Baruch Hu, that's the Korban. When something is, he's Oymid in the Hard Nisoyen, that's a Korban. Michoel brings that Korban in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On the Mizbeach of Mikdash Shel Malo, says Tosfos Bizman Hazeh. But Benkach uBenkach, Nachzor to the Payot, when there's a Mechitza between the Mikdash Shel Malo and Mikdash Shel Mato, the Mikdash Shel Mato is destroyed. It's a shell. There's nothing there. The Kedusha and the Madrega that affects Klal Yisrael, Mikoyach, the Kedusha HaMikdash, is only there when there's a connection between the Mikdash Shel Malo and the Mikdash Shel Mato. Sakoiso Mishkan, Mischais Dvirai. You made that Chatzitza between Mikdash Shel Malo and Mikdash Shel Mato. And therefore, Sakoiso, Vuhuvlugu Giboirai. Because of that Sakoiso, because of the Schocho, the Mechitza between my Giborim, were destroyed, were wiped out. Sof kuchaf umoadu evorai kisilo kol abirai. The nations of the world, when they destroyed me, it wasn't just a destruction physically. It was together with a glee. Sof kuchaf. Tremendous simcha. They had a tremendous... the lashon of the pasuk is yosis. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sos, and it was megale ahava, so to his mesis. Rashi says on that pasuk in Teichah, his mesis, the nations of the world against us. They had a sosoin. They were sof kuchaf in our destruction. I bring Yad Vashem, they have a telegram from one of the Rotschim, Mach Shimon, SS. It was the trans who's killing and sending Jews from the Warsaw Ghetto to Treblinka. He sends a telegram to the headquarters in Berlin. The glee and the cynicism in that telegram is very palpable. How he's excited to report back to Berlin how he's sending 6,000 members of the chosen nation off to the east every day. Sof kuchaf, there was a glee, there was a simcha that they had. There's noch a point to appreciate over here. The giboirai and kisila kol abirai. Chazal described to us the tremendous gvura that the warriors had in Bayis Rishon. And also, we see in Yosifun, tremendous gevura of the warriors of Bayis Sheni. When Kadosh Baruch Hu gave over his nation to the Umas Olam, when he handed us over to them, it wasn't that we were physically weak, and the opposite is true. Fakert, it was physical gevura that the warriors had, which was not heard of by the Umas Olam. We find descriptions that in the times of Bayis Rishon, there were warriors who were physically so strong, they used to stand on top of the wall. As you know, the walls of Yerushalayim, even today, you have on top of them place for soldiers to stand with shootout places for shooting arrows, etc. They used to stand on top of the walls. And when the Bavlim used to shoot in massive boulders, massive stones, they used to jump up, catch the stones with their arms, and throw it back into the enemy camp. And there's Lashon Chazal describing that when the time came for Shvasar v'Tammuz to happen, for the city to be broken into, the greatest gibber from all of them, he tripped, he fell, the wind, whatever happened, and he fell, and his spine broke. What's the idea? The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them such physical strength. Or if you read the physical strength of in Yosifun, of the warriors in Bayis Sheni, it's something which the Romans never bumped into in any other nation that they were conquering. What's clear is, Kadosh Baruch Hu was teaching us a lesson. It wasn't because Klal Yisrael didn't have warriors, didn't have strong warriors that the Bavlim conquered us. It was Afal Pikein. The Romans conquered Klal Yisrael not because we were lacking Biryonim. Afal Pikein. Biryonim won't help. Warriors won't help. if there's a gzeira meis Hashem, if we're not worthy and we're not deserving of a Yerushalayim, of a Migdosh, of Ashraz Shechina, nothing will help. That Gibor will fall and break his spine. And when Titus, as the description in Yosef, when he was about to commit suicide already, he gave up on Yerushalayim. His soldiers were going to kill him anyway. They were so frustrated from their losses. It was only then that the city fell. To teach us exactly this lesson, they were Giborim, they were Abirim. And why did it happen? Sakoiso. Kodesh Baruch Hu made the mechitza between Mikdash El Malo and Mikdash El Mato. And we weren't deserving of Mokem Ashras HaShechina in this world anymore. Noflo. The Rosh Yeshiva points out over here again, this Lashon of Nefila, which was from Me'igra Rama Labira Mikto, Oideno Betzul Dechuya. Into the Bira Mikto, in the tzul of the depth of a bor, and even then, eini chikso lechazoyim ben berechyo. In Adarab, it's because of the nefila, the Gemara tells us in the Masechta Makis, that we properly await for the chazoyim ben berechyo. The Gemara tells the story of Rabbi Akiva v'chaveirov, who the Gemara gives two descriptions. The first description is what happened. They were coming to Har Tzoifim, and as they saw from Har Tzoifim the Mokim Kodesh HaKadoshim, they saw a shul going out of Mokim Kodesh HaKadoshim. All of the Chachamim burst out crying. Rabbi Akiva, same Rabbi Akiva from Shir HaShirim, Rabbi Akiva, Hoya Metzachik, they saw him, he was mitzachik, he had a tremendous simcha. And his chaverim look at him, they're crying uncontrollably, what they just saw. And they ask Rabbi Akiva, mipnei ma atam mitzachik? He says, mipnei ma atam boichim? So they say, what says, mipnei ma atam boichim mokoyim? The mokim HaKodesh, where the gilui of Ahava was so great over there that no one was allowed in, that the Kohen Gadol only went in on Yom Kippur, doing the avodah b'taharu b'kedusha, and if he chas v'sholem slipped, he died on the spot, miroiv, the kedusha of the mokoyim. V'ato shualim hilchu bo. Now shualim are going there. Zok Rav Akiva mipnim, ze ani mitzachik. I'm being mitzachik exactly for that reason. I see the kiyum of the nevuo. I see the kiyum of the nevuo. Of shualim hilchu bo. Yes. Shtein posuk. That's what's going to happen. That Shualim will be mahalich there. Mipnezani mesachik. Chazal Darshan is a whole drosha on the Novi Zecharia said in the Nevuah of Oidyeshu Zkenim Zkenis Bechoris Yerushalayim, together with the Novi Achroin, the Zecharia Novi was still over 100, at least 130 years before Churban HaBayis. And then Tavim Achroinim, the Chazal tell us that the Pasuk says, Va'idah Lachem Eidim Ne'amonim, these two Nevi'im. Now when there's going to be the Kiyum, you should ultimately see that when there's going to be the Kiyum of the horrific Nevu'ahs from the Nevi'im Achroinim, and you'll see that Klal Yisrael will reach a terrible, terrible madrega. You should know that so too the nevuah of Nechama, the nevuah of Nechama, which is told to Zechariah, Yeshu v'skenim v'skenis b'chav yishalayim, will be mekuyim. And that's what Rabbi Akiva said, m'pnezani mesachik. When I see that we came to that madrega nebuch, I know for sure we'll come back. And we'll reach back, Yeshu v'skenim v'skenis b'chav yishalayim. The Gula Asida will come with a tremendous, tremendous gili of Ahava, all the giluim that we were promised. And that's when we say, even though we're in the Odenu B'tzul Dechuyo, we're eini chikso to the chazoin of Zecharia ben Berechyo. Ad pilei Gilgol Chavuyo. There's a girsid, Gilgol Chachuyo. Ad Pile Gilgal. Gilgal was the mocking of when Yeshua conquered Eretz Israel. There was a tremendous Gidui of Nisim that the enemies of Klal Yisrael were wiped out in that battle. Miraculously, by the Pasuk describes, there were massive stones that fell from Shemayim onto the enemy. According to the Girsa here, that is Chavuyo, that even though the Lashon of Hidden, that even in a matziv of the Pilei Gilgal, we're so far from Gilui of Nisim Gluyim, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Chofetz Banu and bringing us back to Him, we're still being Mechake to the Chazoyim Ben Berechyo. And according to the Girsa over here, Chachuyo, it's a Lashon of Chikuyo, we're waiting. That even in the Madrega of B'tzul Dechuyo, we're waiting for the Chazoyim Ben Berechyo, and we're waiting for the Gidui of the Nisim Gluyim, which will be Lasid Lavoi, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will ultimately do Nisim Gluyim and bringing us back to Him. Mokim Ashras HaShechini here in Eretz Yisrael. Eini Mo'ileles B'Yivonis Nechuyo. Eini Mo'ileles B'Yivonis Nechuyo. I was lame, and I cry from our being lame from Yevonis. There's a medrash. Rabbi Gamliel said, "Eini oilelo, my eyes cry out on the shever, on the posuk, on the shever basami." Shteken Medrash, Rabbi Gamliel had gesagt, he said, Eini Moileles, on all of the Beis Abba, the descendants of Hillel, the Beis Abba, descendants of Hillel, who they were the Mishpoch of the Nesim, and in Mishpoch of the Nasi, you had hundreds of children who were raised b'tahara b'kedusha only with limud haTorah, and then there were also those who were raised also learning chokhma yevonis. The Romans, when they conquered Rome, they didn't just conquer Rome. And with the Romans, when they conquered Greece, they didn't just conquer Greece, who was the power before them. They also tried to take over all of their chokhmah, so to speak. They took the Latin language, that's old Yevonis, together with idolizing certain points of Yevoni culture, and ultimately putting Yevoni culture into the whole Roman culture. Chokhmah Yevonis was very rampant in Rome, and the Malchei Rome spoke old Yevonis Latin, and for those who were designated to be from the Mishpacha of the Nasi, there were those children who were trained to learn Yevonis, to learn Chochma Yevonis. Shteit Medrash Eicha Eini Yoileles B'chol B'nois Iri, from all of on that posuk, Rabbi Gamliel said he cries for the hundreds of children who were groomed and raised not only to learn Torah but also to know Chochma Yevonis. And as the Titan over here, Rabbi Kalir says, I cry for my leles b'Yevonis Nechuyo. I was lamed from Yevonis. Rashiva always speaks out. Nari Kedem, Rabbi Yosheber. Oh, it's brought from Yosheber also on this piyut. There was nothing that wounded Klal Yisrael as much as Chochma Yevonis. Chochma Yevonis was the catalyst of all anti-Semitism in the world after, since then. Chachmi Atuna, beginning where we find descriptions in Chazal, they were always battling the Chochma against Klal Yisrael. with a tremendous hatred. Yosifun has a book against Apion, who is he's trying to be Megoinein against all the anti-Semitism of Apion. The Chochmah Yevonis was out to bring horrific understanding of anti-Semitism with the ganze Chochmah, and it wounded us terribly. Now Rashiva speaks out. The wound is not what's coming from them, from their Chochmah Yevonis. The wound is what comes when we train our children into Chochmah Yevonis. When we train our children to appreciate Chochmah Yevonis, Chas V'Sholem, to learn Chochmah Yevonis. But if Chas V'Sholem, we lose the focus, and they're trained to give it Chashivus, that's our destruction. We're lamed by it. So Rashiva, over here in Kinnis, speaks out. The Medrash, she speaks this up many times. He spoke it out also by the Mesibah and Chanukah. The Medrash says how when Alexander the Great conquered the world, he reached India. In all the ancient world where he conquered, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was being misavivit for a purpose of wiping out all the Avodah Zarah. And had Klal Yisrael been on the right Madrega, that ultimately would have been a stepping Madrega of the world coming closer to Yichud Hashem Yisborach. And Taka, the truth is that today, all the ancient Avodah Zarah basically have been wiped out from all the areas which Alexander the Great conquered, up till India, up till the Far East. What went wrong was that Klal Yisrael, instead of sticking and remaining very strong with the glory of Torah, we ourselves were chapped, we were caught by the chitzonius of Chochmah Yevonis, and the tkufa after Alexander was a tkufa of nisoyin for Klal Yisrael. Even though we had the Mikdash here in Eretz Yisrael, there were many Jews who abandoned the Derech HaTorah. It began slowly on one level of appreciating Chochmah Yevonis and ultimately led to the Misyavnim, who ultimately brought about a horrific matzav here in Klal Yisrael, which we were saved by Matisyahu Bonov, who fought the Yevonim. But it was we ourselves, by being dovek in the Chochmah Yevonis, and not just letting it be there for the Goyim to change themselves and to wipe out all the Avodah Zarah, we sinned in taking Chochmah Yevonis and glorifying it and appreciating it as if to be something with some essence. While as Rabbi Yehuda Halevi writes on Chochmah Yevonis, She'en lo pri ki'im prochim, there's nothing nourishing to Chochmah Yevonis. It's beautiful. It's like a flower. But you can't eat a flower. You can't bite into a rose. There's nothing nourishing. There's nothing, no truth to it. There's nothing that gives a derech hachaim to a person. Eini moileles b'yevonis nechuyo. We were lamed. And I cry for all those tinoikas. And I cry from the whole mahalach of Knesset Yisrael, which we sinned, by appreciating as if by being going after Chochmah Yevonis, and we were lamed by it. Zok de Paiten also v'nicham v'yikru lebechiyo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was also, he made the churban and kivyochol nicham. Kivyochol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's le'ilo min kol b'rchoso v'shiroso, tushbechoso v'nechemoso, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyochol was nicham in what? V'yikru labechiyo. He called out for crying. As the Pasuk says, V'yikru Hashem l'kim tzvokis b'yoy mahu l'bchi u'lamispeid. What is the taich? V'yikru Hashem l'kim tzvokis l'bchi u'lamispeid. We spoke a bit last night. We have to be marchiv on it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mischaret. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is le'elam kol b'chos. Kiloy ish. The Pasuk says, in Parshas Balak, O Yishkel, V'yis Nechom. There's no charot about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never changes Kivyochel his mind. There's no such thing. So what's V'nicham? It's the Vayikra LaBechiyah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a horrific korban. And then he turns to Yirmiyah and he says, why aren't you crying? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yirmiyah, the Medrash tells us, it's in Pesukim, go wake up the Ovois, have them cry. Go wake up. He sends them to Marisa Machpelah, he sends them to Moshe Rabbeinu, to Ever HaYarden, to Har HaYivorim, to wake up Aharon, to wake up Moshe, and tell them about the Churban, and wake them up to cry. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the Churban, is behind the Golus, and he tells, Vayikra Hashem lebechi, v'lamispeh, the Pasuk says, and he tells Yirmiyah to go wake up the office to cry. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he did the Churban, afterwards he turns to us and he says, I don't want it to be this way. I'm crying. I want you to cry. I want the others to cry. Daven, change, pray, make the change, come back. I don't want it to be this way. Kiloy mi libo ino, as the Pasuk says. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't bring all of this pain upon us because he wanted it to be that way. He wants it to be that way. It's not that he wants it to stay this way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to change. But I can't get you guys to move. Cry. Chap what you lost. Vayikra la'bechiyo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands from us to cry. And he demands from Yirmiyah, demands from the Ovos, be ma'orer, be misorer. This isn't the way that should be. V'no'om al'ei l'ani bo'ichiyo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself says, I cry. And as we spoke last night, there's the bechi of the Tzva Shomayim. The Bria is in a bechi. The Bria is in a seser. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't allow the Bria to be a proper Bria. The Bria is dysfunctional since the Churban. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the creator of the world, created the Bria for a purpose. The Shleimus of the Bria is when there's a Mikdosh, when Knesset Yisrael is Koimimius, when Knesset Yisrael is with the Gilui of Ahava, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, when we're in a matzev of Churban, HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls to the Erlomes El Yoidim into the Bria, to the Mazolos, to be in a matzav of Bechi, in a matzav of Seser, in a matzav of Mipnei Gevo. The Loshon of the Pasuk is that everything should be hidden. It should be in a matzav of the world not being a proper world. That we should realize the matzav is not good. In Kitov Li Oz Mei Oto. Zok de Paiten weiter, al pnei pros, nuk zu chassi deho, pal gisuf zochro, kohor u yisoy deho. Al pnei pros, nuk zu chassi deho. Chazal tell us, al naharu is, on the posuk of al naharu is, bovo shim yoshav lo gam bochinu. Bezochreinu es tzio in, Chazal tell us, nevuz radon, didn't allow the goyim any rest till they reached the pros, the Nahar pros. Many died on the way from hunger and from thirst. When they reached the Nahar pros, they were allowed to rest for the first time. Chazal tell us that when they came to the banks of the Nahar pros, the Jews drank from the waters of the Nahar pros. And more Jews died from drinking of the waters of the pros than died on the way from hunger and thirst. It was a terrible tragedy. Many Jews lost their lives by drinking from the Nahar pros. So the physical description is that the Nahar pros was different than the Nahars of what they were used to in Eretz Israel, which are from Meg Shomim. And Meimeho Chadim, Meimeho are sharp and they're different, and the Jews died from the Meimeho. There's a much deeper meaning to a horrific tragedy that happened with the drinking of the waters of the Nahar Pros. The water of a place is always the defining, the source of life of that place. That's why in a shtar, or in a get, when you write description of a city, you write Hayoshev is al, its source of water. The source of water, that's the nourishing power of, that's the most fundamental nourishing power of a city. Cities always, we're always settled on the banks of rivers, on the Rhine, etc. All of the, be it Budapest, Vienna, all the big ancient cities are all, on, have to be next to a big base of water. And so too it in Bavel. That's always the defining, nourishing source of a city. And on the Derech Moshel, we find in Nach, all over, the waters of a place are the defining of a culture of a place. As we have in the Haftarah of the second Haftarah of the Gimel de Paranuso, the Pasuk describes Va'ato malach l'derech Mitzrayim lishtois meishichor. What are you going to the derech Mitzrayim to drink the waters of the Shichor? Malach l'derech Ashur lishtois meinohor. The pasuk before that is describing Halizois tatsiloch ozviches Hashem loykayich beismonichich baderech tiyasrich roaseich. And why are you going to drink the waters of Shichor and to the derech of Ashur to drink meinohor? As the pasuk describes a few pesukim beforehand, "Shtayim rois also ami yois yosvim mekormayim chayim lachsev lem boris boris nishborim asher lo yachilu amoy." You go, you're searching to be choytsev boris nishborim asher lo yachilu, that don't have a true source of water. Torah is nimshal lemayim hoikol tzomi luchul amayim. Torah is the true source of life for a Jew. The derech. The mayim of the Shichor of Mitzrayim, and the mayim of Ashur of Mein Nohor, and the mayim of Pros and Bovel symbolizes, it symbolizes a different goyish foreign culture. More Jews died from embracing the culture of Bovel than died from the Golus itself, from the Goylo, from the in destruction in Yerushalayim and being put out to Golus. The spiritual destruction from drinking from the waters of Pros. We went out to Golus to a foreign nation, but we shouldn't have become Bavliim. We had to remain to be Yehudim, to be an Ish Yehudi, to remain with our true identity in who we are. When a Jew goes in Golus and he's living in a foreign nation, he has to be careful not to be drinking from their waters, not to be identifying with their culture, not to take upon himself that his source of life is coming from their source of life. How can I have, what's making a good life for oneself? Living what the Goyish neighbors, musogim of having a good life. What's considered a success in life? What the Goyish neighbor considers, what the Sviva, what the culture of the country considers, being prosperous in business, bizyoyne, all the narishkeiten of each and every culture of who they are, what they are, what's considered hatzlocha by them is what is considered hatzlocha of a Jew. As we said in Haftarah today, Kim bezoisi salam ishalal haskel v'yodoya oisi. A person has a new madrega of dveikus in Limud HaTorah, of dveikus in Yediyas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of his perfecting his midas, of his Yir Shemayim and his Yir HaSchet, of his dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the source of life. That's the nourishing point that we view. The pros, drinking from the culture of the neighboring goyim around us, killed us more than what the goyim themselves killed us, b'shas the golus. Al pnei pros nuptzu chasideho. Pal geisuf zochro ko'oru yusideho. Each one of these words, specifically the first piyut, Rav Shiva always does it very carefully. Each one of the words over here is giving tremendous, tremendous hashkof and tremendous yisoidus of yahadus. Pal gesuf zochro kor yisodeho. When the yisoidus of the mikdosh were destroyed, Oru, oru, ada yisoid bo. When the Umas Olam said, the Lashon of the Pasuk is, in that kapitel, in Al-Naris Bovel. We cried on Naris Bovel when we realized we reached the Golus. And the Umas Olam then turned to us and said, Shiru lonu mishir tzioin. And we bravely we responded to them and we say, Echnoshu Ashir Hashem al Admas Nechor. We will not sing for you. We will not play our instruments for you with the Shir Tzion, with the Heilige Nigunim, with the Heilige songs from the Migdosh over here on the Pros in your disgusting, repulsive culture. We're not going to use that Shir Tzion. Echnoshu Ashir Hashem al Admas Nechor. And we swore then, Mishkoch Yishalayim Tishkach Mini. We don't want to be here. We don't want to be part of this repulsive, disgusting goyish culture. In our minds, we're never going to forget Yerushalayim. In our minds, we're Anshe Yerushalayim. We are connected to the Mikdash and Kedushas Yerushalayim. Our fingers will never play a harp for the goyish simcha, for their musogim. Our fingers, our concept of music, is Kodesh Kadoshim and will not be changed. The Goyim Me'idach Kisa, they said, Oru, Oru, Ada Yisoidbo. When they destroyed the Mikdosh, they try to get down to its deepest foundations, physically and also emotionally. There won't be a future for the Jewish nation. There won't be anything to continue to dream, to be able to build back up that which was destroyed. And we said, Fakert. We will never forget Yerushalayim. We'll never forget who we are. We'll never forget what we are. And that's the madrig of Pal Gesuf. Zoch Rokoru Yusaydeho. What was Pal Gesuf? Pal Gesuf, the plugin, the splits of the Yamsuf. We were Zoiche for the first time in history. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megale. He taught us his a tremendous Gidul Shechina with a miraculous nitzochen and a hatzlocha. We were b'seis ya'madrega, as the Lashon HaPosuk in Shir HaShirim says. We were trapped in a horrific way. We had the midbar on one side with Nechoshim Akrabim, on the other side also midbar. We had the yam in front of us and we had the enemy behind us. We had nowhere where to go. As the Lashon HaPosuk, Rashi brings it also in Bashalach and also in Shir HaShirim. We were in a matzev of Yoynosi b'chagvei hasela. HaKadosh Baruch Hu refers to Knesset Yisrael, my Yoyno, my beloved pigeon, my faithful one, was b'chagvei hasela b'seiser hamadrega. And I put them in a hard situation before Yamsuf, asking them, harini es maraych, hashmieni es koylech. I want to hear you cry out to me, to daven to me. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was megalit to us a tremendous gilui of nisim gluyim, a nes gilui that the world had never experienced such a gilui of a hava and a nes together. Shomu am, and therefore because of that, Shomu am yirgozim, chiloch al yesh ploshes, oz nivalo lufi edoim, eile moiv yechezem eroad, no moigu kol yesh vichnoam. They saw that there's this nation that's beloved by the Creator and by the Adon Ha'olam. He's doing for them nisim gluyim, ripping the teva to pieces, doing with the world whatever he wants. Oz nivalu aluf yedoy me lemay v'chzei meroad, namoygu kol yesh v'chnoan, and tipul alei me mosav v'fachad, bigdoz royacho yidmu koven. Ad yavur amcho Hashem, ad yavur amzuko niso. Chazal tell us, ro'aso shifcho al hayom. The most simple shifcho, who is part of Klal Yisrael, saw on the yam, a greater gilui shechina more than Yechezkel ben Buzi saw the Maris HaNevuah. Klal Yisrael were able to say, Ze keili v'anveyu, kemare be'etzba. kemare beetzba. Ze always in Loshon Torah is ze yitnu by the machzis hashekel, or ze that says by the menorah kachvoch hiro lemoishe matbeya shel eish. Or also the ze of kiddush achoidesh kachvoch who showed him the levana. Ze is always seeing it in a tangible way in front of you. Klal Yisrael at Yam Suf with zeichet tegilui of ze keli vanveyu. Ross and Shiv Chalayam much greater than the Mar and Nevu of Yecheskel Ben Buzi. What was Mar of Yecheskel Ben Buzi? The Stafzer we have on Shvuas of the Eres Hashem Yoishev. That was in a Madrege of even the Mar and Nevu of Yecheskel Ben Buzi wasn't the same on the Madrege of the Gilui of Shiv Chalayam. And what did we say then? Migdosh Hashem Koininu Yodecha Hashem Gimloich La'olam Vo'ed. We saw that Gidu Shechina, and we came to realize the Malchus Vakodesh Baruch Hu in this world. That even though it seems to us that the world is functioning, and we don't understand, and we don't always see how Hakadosh Baruch Hu was behind everything, came Yamsuf and that Gidu Shechina, and was megalit to us that Hakadosh Baruch Hu, right now we saw him at Yamsuf with the Gidui. And we came to appreciate that Hashem's Malchus is always there. And that's when we daven, Migdosh Hashem koinenu yodecho. You should build your Migdosh. That we should have the ongoing, continuously relationship that should be tangible. We should always see this in front of us. This Gilui Shechina. And we daven, Hashem yimloich lo'ilam vo'ed. That Kodesh Baruch Hu's Malchus should be mizgale forever. Palgei Suf. We remember the plugim of Suf and the Givaldik and Nisim. And we remembered the Gevaldike Gilui Shechina, and we understood and we knew that that's what a Jew, that's the way a Jew is supposed to live a life, of a Gilui Shechina and a Dveikus in Shechina. That's what we daven then, Mikdash Hashem Konin Yodech, and we daven then Hashem Yimlech Lelam Vahed. That's what we remembered, Ka'oru Yisodeho, when the Yisodis of Mikdash were destroyed, and the nations of the world, they cannot stand to see a Jew, definitely not a Jew who's connected to Avim Sheba Shemayim. Ka'oru Yisodel, when they said, Oru, Oru, Ada Yisodel, they wanted to destroy. And we remember name, Palgisuf Zokro. And we miss. And that's the Tachlis, as we spoke, that Bishas, we see terrific Churban. We see the Oru Yisodel, that this is gone. We have to remember name, Abedosis Nishta Tachlis. We have to be back at the Madrega that we appreciated then, at Palgisuf. Pachad chet shiloi tokav seideho. Klal Yisrael, who understands the soidois in the derech hanog of Kodesh Baruch Hu, we chap the pachad by remembering what happened in Shiloi. Vosi geshen in Shiloi. Klal Yisrael, when Eretz Yisrael for 480 years before Binyan Bayis Rishon, and they had a Mishkan all those years. Out of that, I think it was 390-something, 97 maybe, years, the Mishkan was in Shiloi. Until the Mishkan was destroyed in Shiloi. Why was the Mishkan destroyed in Shiloi? Shiloi was the first, was Noiv, afterwards it was Givon, beforehand. The Mishkan in Midbar was the Urias Al-Gabe, the Urias were Al-Gabe, the Asi Shitim Oimdim. In Shiloi, they were Urias Al-Gabe Avonim. They didn't have the proper full Migdosh, that Klal Yisrael weren't on Madrege yet, to get the Migdosh in Yerushalayim, a Binyan Beis Olamim, but they were already on Madrege that we were able to have the Yerias al Gabi Avonim. It's a Nocha Madrege of Kvius. When we, Bnei Eli were the cause of the Zilzul in the Avoide. The Avoide wasn't appreciated properly. The Avoide was used for their personal benefits. They abused, misused the Mishkan, the Migdosh. And they lost it. The rule is, Chazal tell us in the Mishnah and Avos, Kol ha-mevatel es ha-toyro me-oysher, soifu levatlo me-oyni. A person who's mevatel from Torah, when he's capable, when he has all the opportunities, will ultimately be mevatel Torah, because he won't be given any more the opportunity. When a person is given opportunities, he doesn't utilize them, he doesn't use them, he loses them. A person is given the kelim to be able to learn Torah, to be dovik in Shechina. If he chas v'shom doesn't use it, he loses it. And that's what happened by Shiloh. The Bnei Eli abused and misused the Hashras HaShechina of the Mishkan, the Avodas HaKorbonos. Shiloh was destroyed. Shmuel HaNavi gave a horrific nevuah. It was his first nevuah that he told his Rebbe Eli when he was a young boy there in the Mishkan, that there's going to come a time when this place will be destroyed. And anyone who hears what happened at the time, titzalna oznav mishmoya, the news will be so horrific in his ears, the ears of the people will be ringing from shock. The destruction of Shiloh. Bnei Eli were killed. Eli eventually also Nebuch died. The Oren was taken away to the Plishtim. It was a horrific chilul Hashem. When Klal Yisrael realized what was happening, Oru Ora the Yisoidbo, Pachad Chit Shiloh, Tokaf Seidel, when they realized, we slipped again. We didn't appreciate the Madrega that we had, and therefore we lost it. And they understood that that's what happened to the Migdosh also. Pachad Chit Shiloh, Tokaf Seidel. Potsu Chazire Yar, Ayei Chasideho, Potsu Masei Er Yolinideho. And that brought about Perso Tziyoin Biyodeho. Chazal tell us that when the Oivim came into Kodesh HaKodoshim, they saw the Kruvim, Mu'urim Zebozeh, they saw the Kruvim embracing each other. Chazal tell us, there's a stira between the psukim. The posuk says, in Parshas Truma, that the kruvim have to be pneyem ish el ochiv. The kruvim, on top of the urna kodesh, they have to be facing each other. And when the kruvim be meshloim, it says, upneyem el habayis, that they're facing the walls of the bayis. Chazal tell us, that the Kruvim were miraculous. The Kruvim were a symbol. They were Pneyem of a Tinoik, of Tinoikos, that were facing each other. One is a symbol of Knesset Yisrael, and one symbolizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When Klal Yisrael on a full Madrega of Dveikus, like they were in the Midbar, that they were Oichlei Mon, and they didn't have any other interest besides learning Limudat Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu. They had no other inyan in this world. They were Pneyem Ish El Ochiv. They faced each other. The Gemara tells us that Bimei Shloimoi, that they were always, that Klal Yisrael were Oisek Ish Tachas Gafri Metachat Te'inosoi, that were Metzadidei Atzdudei, that they weren't gazing at Ponim B'ponim, but they were mitzadei tzdudei. They were abyssal face. They were facing each other, but not legamre in an intimate look, eye to eye, straight face with each other. Chazal tell us at the time when Klal Yisrael ain oisin ritzoinu shel mokoyim, they had their backs towards each other. They were miraculously. It was solid gold, miksha zohov, or with the miksha zohov alpines used to move and used to change according to the Madrig of Klal Yisrael. Chazal tell us that when the enemies came into Kodesh HaKodoshim, they took out the Oroin. They saw the Oroin was not only were the Kruvim facing each other, they actually were embracing each other. chavuka udvuka boch. The chazir eyar. The umas oilom who are nimshal in the posuk in Tehillim. As chazir eyar. The chazirim from the yar. When a low life sees such a mare, does he see the kiddush and the kness and the dveikus of kness Yisrael with kutsha bricho, or he sees what's in his stupid, polluted, filthy mind? Chazal tell us that they took out the kruvim and they took them out to the chutzos, to the streets, and they said, this is this holy nation. They have a dmus of a mice area. They have their dmus that they have in the Mokim HaKodesh, and the Mokim HaKodesh HaKodoshim is also, they have a dmus of Avodah Zarah. They have also idols. And Nochmer, they have an idol that which is symbolizing a mice area, a mice of Arayas. And they said, Aye Chasideo. This is the Madrega of Knesset Yisrael. Ach, they're exactly like us. They're low lives. They're prutzim. They have idols, and they have idols of Arayas. Potzu chazir eyar, ayi chasideho. Potzu masei er yolinideho. Persotzi yoin biyodeho. And Klal Yisrael, from being so mushpal, we stick out our arms out of totally yi'ush. At the time of the Churban, Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't just bring about a Churban. There was a horrific zilzul. Klal Yisrael lost all of its esteem, all of its chashivus. Hoysel enido b'nehem. We were treated like something tomei. Tomei, Tomei, the Pasuk says. The Psukim in Perek Bey specifically describe how Klal Yisrael, from being in a massive of Tiferes, just was totally shattered to be mezuzel. We lost all of our respect. A Kruvim, which should have been the gidui of tremendous dveikus and ahava in a relationship of us at Kodesh Baruch Hu, was turned against us in oifen of a zilzel. And we're misabel on that. That which should have been, which is, the concept itself is a tremendous madrega. The Chazal tell us at the time of Aliyah L'Regel, Klal Yisrael weren't allowed into the Kodesh, or of course not into the Kodesh HaKodoshim, but what they used to do at the times of Aliyah L'Regel, Klal Yisrael, they had to stand on an elevated platform in the Chotzer HaChadosho. That's the Snoshim. And they used to open the curtain of the Poroiches. And Klal Yisrael from very far were able to gaze and see into Kodesh HaKadoshim to see the Kruvim, Pnei HaMishalochiv. And Chazal tell us, Gemara and Yuma, that for the early regalim to see, Re'u chibaschem lifnei hamokoy, see the gevaldike chiba that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to you. When we were early regal, lirois and lihirois in the Migdosh, so part of the kiyum of we umekayimet lirois in Migdosh, called yeroya called zechurcha, but we're also, they used to open the paroiches in order to be yire. And we should also see chiboseinu lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That gevaldik madrega was turned, so to speak, against us at the time of the Churban. Rashi also tells us here on another point, which is on this Chazal. We find in this Chazal is something very unique. We find that the Kruvim were embracing each other. That's something which didn't exist b'chlal. There's such a concept, Bechlau, In the highest madrega was pneim ish el ochiv. And over here, they were meurim zeboze. And meidoch also, there's another kasha. Harei Klal Yisrael were not on the right madrega. If anything, we were probably on the shiflus of madrega that we ever were holding by. How was it that the kruvim not only were, they should have been backs to each other. How was it that they were pneim ish el ochiv and they were even meurim zeboze? The churban itself, as horrific as it is, a churban only happens from a mokoyim of deepest love. The pasuk says, "Rak eschem yodati mikol mishpacha yisro adomo al kei efkud aleichem es kol avinoseicha." When Jews are being taken from Warsaw to Treblinka, the Poles had been taken. The Poles were there jeering and clapping away with glee. These stupid shiktas, b'nei sa'areli, as the trains were going through Warsaw. Who's been taken to Treblinka, the chosen nation? Who's being punished? Who's suffering? The most beloved nation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rak eschem yodati. Rak eschem yodati. Loshon of chibur, yediyah. Mikol mishpacha yisro adomo, al kein efkud aleichem, is kol avinei seichem. V'shas de efkud aleichem, v'shas the worst churban, lik dorten in them, a tremendous gilui of ahava. We were not deserving. And therefore the gilui of ahava had to happen in an oifen of churban. But at the time, it was a pneyem, ishel ochi v'nochmer. It was so much more. It was ma'urim ze bozeh. It was a madrega that we hadn't ever had before. As Rashiv quotes the Kotzker, there's a chiyuv pekida of a husband when he's a yoitz laderach. That moment was this man of Yetzir Laderech. And right before then, that was the greatest pekida between Knesset Yisrael and Kodesh Baruch Hu. Al Harzion Sodu Shoine Midonai Sof Wal Rosh Yetzion Zedoinai. When the Oivim came in, they were tzodu, shoinim edonai. They gathered together. Chazal described how when the oivim broke through the city, twice, both, when they broke in to the city on Shavuos Betamuz, they gathered together to plan the destruction of the city. Also later, Chazal described how when they entered on Tisha B'Av, the Mokim HaKodesh, it wasn't Tisha B'Av, it was Zion. They entered on Zion. This is Bezman Baris Rishon. They partied the Kilkulu for 2 days. Zion and Ches and Antes, they planned the destruction of the Bais. It was a planned destruction. The sinner Yisrael of the those who destroyed the Mikdash just wasn't destroying it out of a place of knocking the Jews that they shouldn't get up and rise again as a nation, but it was a deep hatred to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to his nation for being his nation, and for that relationship that this nation had with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that was the hatred of Oru Ada Yisoidbo, planning how to destroy this Mokke, that it should not never be built again, and it should see soides should be uprooted. Al har tzion sodu shoyne medonai, tzofu al roshei tzion zedoinai, som tzu benoi la'amoi zedoinai. Rishoyne movian som tzu benoi, There's two Mahalchim. One Mahalch is that even before they reached Yerushalayim, they gathered in Noiv how to plan the destruction of Yerushalayim. Another Mahalch in Rishonim is, it's a new idea that some Subenoiv Lamed Zedoinai, that the Ovoin of Harigas Noiv was Oimed L'chivosi, that is connected to the Churban Abayis. Noiv was destroyed by Shaul, who misinterpreted the Kohanim's Tafkid. He took them as Mordim in the Malchus, and he killed them. Chazal tell us he made his mistake because he kolam is achzer kolam rachim al achzorim soif mis achzer al rachmonim. Shaul, who questioned HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tzivui and wiping out Agag, wiping out Amalek, he was merachim al achzorim. He had mercy on the evil doers. And those who, the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, don't have mercy on them. And ultimately, they brought him to the Chet of Noiv, that he ended up being misachzer, having cruelty towards those who were supposed to have rachmim on them and judge them differently than the way he misjudged them. A person, we have to work on ourselves, on our midos, that have to be aligned with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tzivuyim. Rachmonus has to be the Rachmonus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us to have. Achzorius, when it's needed, we have to follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu's lead. We have to perfect our midos to align them with the tziv of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The chet of Noiv was a lack of us perfecting our midos. I'm being aligned with the Tziva Kodesh Baruch Hu. And according to this, Mahalach and Rishayin, Lamed Zedoinai, and stood me. And it caused me, ultimately, to bring about my Zodoin, which brought about the Churban. Tzoid notzarto loire medonai. That chet was kept. Meaning, I didn't perfect myself. I didn't do tshuva for that chet. And that brought about Loir Madonna, it brought about my enemies against me. Tzoak am ibi ben dinai, tzadikuhu adoinoi. Specifically, this hanhog of our not perfecting our midas to be totally aligned with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Tzivui to us of how to perfect our midas. By Ba'is Sheini, as we know, Lo Chorvo Yishalayim Elo Al Sinas Chinom, that we had. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished us in Ba'is Sheini, as the reason Chazal tells us because of Sinas Chinom, something very strange and unique happened. The Churban not only was because of Sinas Chinom, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mido Keneged Mido brought about the Churban directly happened in its physical playing itself out, happened in a form of Sinas Chinom, that we should learn that the Sibas HaChurban was connected to Sinas Chinom. Already years, 40 years before Churban Abayis, Chazal tell us, Sanhedrin moved away from Lishkas HaGozis. Why did the Sanhedrin move away from Lishkas HaGozis? Hari, lechatchila, it's a din d'oraisa of shoiftim v'shoitrim, there has to be Eitzel Mizbach Hashem Eloi Kecho. The Sanhedrin G'doylo has to be in Mokim. There's a chiyuv and a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to be in the Mokim of the Mikdosh, Kichatzi Gerin Agula, by Lishkas Agozis right off the Azorah. Why did they move? Chazal tell us, Misherabu haroitzchim, there were so many roitzchim, ritziches, happening in Klal Yisrael between each other, that the Sanhedrin decided they should not be done anymore Mishpat Moves. They shouldn't be done anymore Dinei Misa. If Sanhedrin would also be done Dinei Misa, they would be viewed not with the proper attitude. It would be a Chilul Hashem. It would be viewed that just like these Roitzchim between the different gangster groups between each other, so to the Prushim and the Chachomim, they also have a system of Hariga, where they kill people. In order to get out of that Chilul Hashem that might happen, they decided to be Mevatel, the mitzvah of having the Sanhedrin and Lishkas Hagozis, and they moved. Halacha is that if Sanhedrin is not Lishkas Hagozis, Eitzel Hashem, Mizbach Hashem Aleikecho, they can't be, even the Sanhedrin Ktanos of 23 B'chol Evir are not allowed to be done Dinei Nefoshes. They moved to Yavne. There was a ribuy of Rotzchim in the years before the Churban. There were groups of Jewish gangsters who were taking control in different parts of the country. And ultimately the Biryonim, who ganged up and they controlled Yerushalayim, killing anyone who wasn't in their Shita, in their Mahalach. The nation itself was suffering horrifically. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he brought about the Churban, it was with a tremendous midah k'neged midah we were suffering with the Jewish enemies between each other were wiping out and ruining Klal Yisrael. That was the midah, was a horrific midah k'neged midah. Specifically, 30 years before Churban Bayis, there was a terrible rotzeach by the name of Eliezer ben Dinai, who Klal Yisrael suffered from tremendously. Zok the Python, Tzoak Ami b'mei ben Dinai, Tzadik Hu Hashem. Shivik speaks out over here. When we suffer from an enemy, when we suffer from a ben Dinai, even a Jewish enemy, a Jewish gangster, when we suffer from the Biryonim, or we suffer from some secular judge, or some Mechveis Nishnishnim Shabbos Geret, details what we suffer from in different sufferings from Jews who don't appreciate the Jewishness. We're not supposed to point our finger and say, well, Pliny Almoini or Pliny Salmoini, she's the cause of all this terrible chvesnish, what is gzeres. She's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's shliach. We have to do our tshuva. We have to be misboinen within ourselves. What do we have to change? What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from us? Tzak ami b'bendinai tzadiku Hashem. The Rishoyim aren't given a koyach to cause us pain and to be mechalashim shomayim. Chas v'sholem, unless it's our fault. We have to do tshuva. We have to be misoyer. Ma Hashem lekecho shoyel meitonu. What does the Kodesh Baruch Hu want from us? Ubikashte mishomes Hashem lekecho umatzoso. If we're truly mevakish, kisvakshenim cholavovcha unnafshecho, we'll know what we have to fix. And we can fix it. Ato kali nichbadeto. The Python over here is referring to a phenomenal happening that happened before Churban Habayis. Ato kalim hichbadeto. Who is the kalim? Bovel. Bovel were in the history. Bovel, the Kazdim, they were a nothing. A garnished sheba garnished. Even in the times of Yoshiyahu HaMelech, who was killed 22 years before Churban Habayis, who is the enemy then? Who were the big two empires that were fighting each other? It was Mitzrayim fighting Ashur. And it was the mistake, as we'll discuss later, the mistake of Yoshio HaMelech, that brought upon himself the Melech Mitzrayim. But it was Mitzrayim and Ashur, the two big nations, V'sechsachti Mitzrayim v'Mitzrayim, those were the nations that always were the big, horrific enemies of Klal Yisrael next to its borders. Ashur was the one who destroyed Tiglath Pileser, in times of Pekach and Ramo, Sancheiriv, they were the enemies. Ashur was always the enemy. 20 or so years before Churban, 20 years, 19 years maybe even, before Churban Habayis, boom, there's a new player in the world politics. It comes in a little midget, a mashua, a garnished, a Nebuchadnezzar. He becomes the conqueror of the world. He's conquering the East, sweeping through all of the countries, ultimately turning Asher into a nothing, conquering Mitzrayim, as we have in one of our Haftorahs. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him a malchus beyond description. He was one of the four kings who was shalit on the whole world. After Shlomo is the second king, no king, even Sanherib, who was seemingly very powerful, didn't come close to Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar was a garnished, a little midget, and Bovel was a Uma Shfela. Suddenly, 19 years before the Churban, they rose up to be this powerful, powerful nation. Kalameitzil Yisrael Nasa Roish, the COVID of Klal Yisrael, the COVID of the Mokim HaMikdash was that it should fall in the hands of a great nation. Even later, when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai met Aspianus, he told him he's the Melech. Ach, I'm not the Melech. It says yes. He quoted the Pasuk of that the Mikdash, when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai knew that the Mikdash is going to fall and be destroyed, it's going to fall al yedei a powerful king. And if Aspianus was the one who did the siege around Yerushalayim, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai knew he'd be the one who's going to rise to power. The Erez, Ba'adir Yipol, falls by the greatest. The COVID of Klal Yisrael was, Kadosh Baruch Hu wasn't going to give them over to a low garnished of a nation. First, for 19 years, Nebuchadnezzar became very, very respected. Ato Kalim, Hichbadeto. You made them to be very, very mechubed. You took the nation, you took Nebuchadnezzar, you took the Kazdim, the Bavlim, and made them to become a respected nation. And ultimately it was they were the ones who made Edyi Ermuni. They were the one who stripped me from my begodim, always symbolize the covet, the mones, the mechabdusa. They were the ones who took away my great covet, my Edyi Ermuni. From my big day, from my being, with my malchus, the godin, they're the ones who stripped me. Kirav the boy vayacharmuni. You brought them to me, and they made me into chayrim. They wiped me out. Korosu the yoshve givo inheidem zermuni. I turned to the nations of the world around me. I turned to yoshve givoin. I turned to Arov. To Mitzrayim, the Pasuk describes how Tzidkiyo, a melech turned to Mitzrayim, turned to the nations around them. Oidem Zermuni, Fakert, are my neighbors, the nations next to me. They were the ones who also joined up with the Bavlim to wash me and to wipe me out. Koili Lashmiya, Baravig Rumuni. I was put through such pain that I called out to the Koili Ba'arov, to the Arab nations around me. Kum yavoyri b'hasoil eremuni, heremuni, korosi na ma'avai, heimori muni. Chazal tell us what happened. We were invited. The Bnei Yishmael, kum yavoyri b'hasoil heremuni. They tricked me. They fooled me. As if they were loving cousins. What happened was, Chazal tell us, we turned to the Bnei Arov, Bnei Yishmael, And as the Jews were being led by the Bavliim, they weren't given anything to eat or anything to drink, and they were dying from starvation, from thirst, from hunger. They turned to the Bnei Yishmael, and they asked them for food. They asked them for drink. And the Bnei Yishmael, they said, please, come, we'll give you. And they first gave them, Chazal tell us, meluchim. They gave them very salty foods. And they said they want to drink. They said, first eat the meluchim, first eat the meluchim. So they ate the meluchim, and then they gave them noidos. They gave them leather water sacks that were filled with poisonous, with old, stale, poisonous fumes. And they gave them as if to drink, and they were so desperate that they opened it, and they took in, and they died from thirst and from the poisonous things that were in those noides nefuchim. Many Jews died from thirst, fakert, alidei the Bnei Yishmael. Chazal tell us that the Malachi Ashuris, at the time, Rashi brings it, Malachi Ashuris at the time when Yishmael was dying from thirst, and Hagar was crying, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to be Megale, and he ultimately was Megale to her, to give Yishmael. So the Malach HaShoris were crying and said, this Yishmael whose descendants will cause your children ultimately at the time of the Churban to die from thirst. It's to him you're giving water at this time. Kadosh Baruch Hu answered, Basher Hushom. Right now, he's not deserving to die of thirst, and he won't die of thirst. But that's the reference to this. Kumi avoiri b'hosel muni. Korosi l'ma'avai hei mori muni. Kadosh Baruch Hu Mido Kineged Mido brought about at the time of the Churban. We wanted to be like the Goyim. As the Pasuk in the Haftar that I read before, Kishtayim Rois Ose As Ami Oisi Osmu Mayim Chayim, together with Lachzor Lahem Boreis Nishborim. We went searching different cultures. We went Lishtois from Meishichor, from the cultures of Mitzrayim. We went to Ashur to drink from Mein Nohor. We looked at the Umas Olam around us and we saw their ways of life and we tried to imitate them, to copy them. Yeah. Ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at the time of the Churban, brought us to realize and recognize we have no friends from any of these enemy nations. They're all against us. Korosi l'ma'avai heimo rimuni. They lied to me. Sometimes they can show themselves to us as if they care for us, they love us. As the Pasuk in Shir Hashirim describes, how the nations of the world turn to us, Shuvi Shuvi Ashulamis, Shuvi Shuvi V'nechzeboch, become one with us and we'll do so much good to you. And ultimately the opposite is true. Whenever we try to imitate them or we take from their lifestyle into our lifestyle, ultimately they turn against us and they'll hate us and they will fight us. And that's what happened with the Yoshvei Givoin. That's what happened with the Yoshvei Ba'arav. They could herimuni, they can trick me. And ultimately, korosin ma'avai heimor imuni. Lo moru achapeinu lo tevach shomoru. Ro'izo ki ketanu ro'i chomoru. Ro'izo ki omol v'chas di'ivuyoch gomoru. Ruach hapeinu, Yoshiyahu HaMelech, when Mitzrayim was fighting against him, Shomoru, they said, don't go against the king of Mitzrayim. He told all his soldiers, went out to battle against Yehuda. He told them, don't fight any soldier out there. You aim for one person, for the Melech, Yoshiyahu HaMelech. Chazal tell us, Vayoyru HaMoirim, the archers shot 300 arrows. Yeshiyahu HaMelech's Guf Kodosh was pierced with 300 arrows. Ad shenase gufo kekevora. His body was full of holes like a sieve. Ruach apenu lo tevach shomoru. Ruach apeinu Mashiach Hashem, the Pasuk described, Hashem amarnu b'tzulei nichya bagoyim, the greatest of Klal Yisrael. Mitzrayim, when they fought us, they didn't just hate us and fight us as a nation. They hated the Godol Hador, the Tzadik Hador. Get him. A horrific sinner with a horrific hatred. Loma ruach apeinu latevach shomoru. They were focused on getting him. Ro'iso ki ketanu oiri shomoru. Ro'iso ki omol v'kaas v'ivuyoch in your mikdash gomoru. When they destroyed the mikdash, it wasn't just destroying. It was with an omol and a kaas. And they were out to destroy the mokim ha-mikdash, which is the mokim which for them was the symbol of the unique relationship of Knesset Yisrael with Kodesh Baruch Hu. They couldn't stand that. And out to destroy that. Rav Tobiyad Yechezkel Linkoim Kemoim Mohu. You taught us through Yechezkel Anovi that when you'll punish us, it's going to be as if you're taking a horrific revenge. It's going to look terrible. Re'evin Akhidei Migoy Omoru. Re'ei Adonoi Kitzar Li Me'ari Chamamoru. Our essence, our Me'ayim, which symbolizes our Metzisa Pnimi Chamamoru, we are totally dried out, we're totally shriveled from our capability to be masig and to yearn to come back to Kadosh Baruch Hu, to who we truly are. Hashiveinu sisi shima legei tzayoni. The pasuk says sisi v'simchi bas. Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling, will tell ultimately the nations of the world that you'll. As the pasuk says in the end of Eicha, end of what is it? Perigim or Perigdalit. Sisi v'simchi basedon ki yaver laich kois. You can be happy for now, but ultimately, I'll be noike my nekome against you. Hashiveinu, we beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bring us back to you. And Sisi, that posuk Shima, you should be mashmiyayet to the goy tzayoni, the horrific goyim, the nation of the Umas Olam that took me out, tzayoni from Eretz Israel, be mashmiyayet to them, that posuk that you'll have a nekome against them. Shivtom, when they sat, Ramos Chatzerai, to trample my chotzer, Migdosh Lahat Kieni, in order to break me. The Sifsei Meshoyere Dvir, this Fosayim of those Leviim who sang Shira in the Migdosh Domemu, they shut them up, they killed them, Ladiveini, in order to bring me Tsar. Chazal tell us, the Migdosh was destroyed, Tisha B'Av that year, referring to Bayis Sheni, was on a Sunday. The Klal Yisrael didn't have a korban tomid, since Shvos B'Tamuz. On that day, on the last day, on the Tisha B'Av, as the enemy was breaking into the Migdosh, the Kohanim got hold of a keves echod, one little shepsalim. And bedoyme to the word from the Kotzker on the Pekida at the Zman of the Peirud, so to HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael on that last day a korban, they found the shepsalim, a little keves echod, for Tase Baboike, for Tomet Shel Shachar. Chazal tell us that they shechted the dam, and the enemy was ready butchering in the Azora. And at that same time, they managed to shech the Korban Tomid in Tzad Sofoy. They did a Kabbalah Saddam. And they managed to do a Zrika Saddam on the Mizbeach. And as they were trying to pour the Nesochim, the Kayanim were rushing up to pour the Nesochim, all the Levim stood on the Mokim of saying Shira, and they began to sing the Shir Shal Yoim. Miniskal Kilu Bashir, Instead of saying the Shir Shalim of Sunday, which is Ledovit Mizmor Lashem Oritzim Lo Yotev Lo Yoshvei Bo, they by mistake began saying the Shir Shalim of Wednesday, Kel Nekomois Hashem, Kel Nekomois Sefiya, Hinosi Shifet Oritz Hashem Gmul Al Geim, which is the Mizmor of Churban Be'etzem, begging HaKadosh Baruch Hu for to be Noikim Nikmas Hashem. The Leviim were Poschu B'Shir, and the enemy were butchering the Koyanim left and right. They were struggling in the Azorah to get to the Koyanim who were doing the Avodah, and they managed to be makriv their korban, and they were trying, pushing their way through the Azorah to get to the Leviim who were standing on the Milos and singing the Shir Shel Yoyim. Chazal tell us that they were killed during, as they were saying the Shir Shel Yoyim. The Pasuk says, right before they managed to say the words Yatzmisem Hashem Elokeinu, before the word Yatzmisem, that's when they were killed. And then they said the words Yatzmisem with the Tziruf Eishemis, that even wouldn't have been able to touch them. But that's Gufa, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mesafev, that they were killed in the middle of the Pasuk. That's what the Python over here, Lezakali, is saying. Sifsei Mishoyre Dvir Domemu. They battled against the Mishoyre Dvir. They wiped them out. Domemu. They killed them. Hadiveni. To be Mitzayrmi. Shamatos Moire Safheich Nitateini. Shochu Venodu. Chotzot Lahavrieini. Shomu Kineenocho Oni. Kitom chakto b'cheis oifanecho, therefore toshiv lohem gemul, kios chazois ponecho. Zog de paiten, kitom chakto b'cheis oifanecho, the tzur of Yankiv avinu is chokuk on the kisei Yaakovoit, and therefore you should be meshiv lohem the gemul, kios, like back in Yamsuf, that we should be zoiche again, chazois ponecho. Why is the Jewish so hated? We symbolize something very, very deep. We're the descendants of Yankiv Avinu. We're called Beis Yankiv. We're called after Azeda Yisrael. Beis Yankiv, Beis Yisrael. Yankiv Avinu, the Shleimus of the Minha Anushi. Yankiv Avinu was the greatest Sholem from all of humanity. The B'chir Sheba Ovois. Chazal tell us on the Medrash of Malach Elokim Oilim V'yordim Boy that when Yankiv Avinu was Vayishkav Bamokem Ahu and he slept, the Malachim went Oilim V'yordim looking at Yankiv Avinu, seeing his dmus, they went up to the Kisei HaKavod and they saw the dmus of Yankiv Avinu chokuk on the Kisei HaKavod. On the Kisei HaKavod, the pasuk says there's arba dmuyos. There's the dmus of different tzurois on the Kisei. As the Rambam says in Moir, the Rashiva quotes, the Dmus Shor isn't a Dmus Shor, it's a Dmus Odom who has a Dmus Shor. All the Dmuyois, there's an Odom that has the Dmus of a Shor, and then there's the Odom who has the Dmus of the Odom. Yankiv Avinu is the Spitz Odom who has the Dmus of the Odom. The Shleimus of the Minha Anushi is Yankiv Avinu. And he's the Dmus on the Kisei HaKovod. The Kisei HaKovod is the Kisei of this Galus Kvoide Yisborach in this world. The Gilui Shechina, Hadoim Raglov, this world is the Hadoim Raglov of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Kisei HaKovod is, and the Dmuyos and the Chokuk, that these are the Dmuyos which bring about Gilui Malchusoi Yisborach in this world. The Odom HaSholim is Yankiv Avinu. The nations of the world, they can't stand, the Tumah can't stand the Kedusha as not Soivel, that there are The Knesset Yisrael, who named after the Zayde Yisrael, after Yankiv Avinu, who symbolizes the Odom HaSholem, to what a person has to be, to be and become, what a person has to achieve. It's a tremendous chus, and throughout, even in Eichod, this psukim that refer to this, the tremendous chus of Klal Yisrael is that we are the descendants of Yankiv. And what we say over here, Paitim, we say, Kitom chaktu b'cheisu yifanecho. In the kisei HaKovod, you have the dmus of Yankiv. We are the descendants of Yankiv. We are those who are capable of becoming a Yankiv. And therefore, we, why are we so hated for being for the Beis Yankiv, being Beis Israel? If we're begging a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Toshiv lehem gmul, ka'oz chazayis panecho. You should be noikim in the Umas Oilam who hate us. They're fighting us. Like you did then to the Mitzrayim, by Mitzrayim. And we were zoich then to chazayis panecho. Ro'as ha'shivcha layam, to zakei livad leyu, to the tremendous madrega. I always found it very emotionally jerking one of the first German Yimach Shemom Nazi songs was in German describing a belittling and a zilzal of the Jews. How they're going through Yam Suf and the walls crashes. So they Yimach Shemom v'zichro, Yimach Shemom, way they're in a cynicism, describing how the water crashing on the Jews and being good for the Germans, being good for the world, the Jews being swallowed up by the Yam. But what happened? The opposite happened. The Jews were not swallowed by the Yam. The Jews went through the tremendous Gilui Shechina and Fakeret, that Kodesh Baruch Hu was noikein. The truth was that never happened, and it will never happen in that way. Kodesh Baruch Hu was Megalei Kvodei Yisborach through Knesset Yisrael, through the Nekoma that he did in the Mitzrayim. And it's ultimately going to happen that there's going to be a Nekoma in the Umas Olam, and there's going to be Yizgadol Yizkadei Shmei Rabo. And as the Goyen says, on the Pasuk, Vizkadalti Vizkadashti Leinei Yoamim, that Yizgadol Vizkadash is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take out the Nekoma against the Umas Olam, who hate the Jews and fought the Jews. And when the day will come, V'olam Oishirin Ba'artzin Lishpetes HaReisov, then, V'hoysel Hashem HaMelucho. That's what happened back then. That's what will happen in the future. Nafsu Davin. Toshiv Lahem! Gmul, for those Soine Yisrael who hate the Tam Chakto B'Keso Yifanecho, they hate the Yisrael. Toshiv Lehem Gmul, and Ko'oz, like then, the Gidu will bring a tremendous Vizkadalti Vizkadashti, and it will bring about the Gidu Shechina, Ko'oz Chazay Yisponecho. Tir Doif Litzal Moin, into Gehenim Shvi Roidef Yoy Atzei Al Tzifunecho, those who are Yoyets against your cherished nation, titain lahavav, bring the flames, noitetzei pinin necho, those who are noitetzei your pininim Knesset Yisrael, tikron l'shah, tikron l'shakrom, the kois, the Novi describes kois kolmus bipin necho, the kois buronus, tavoi kol rosom lefonecho. Part of the shleimus of Vinis Adel is what we go through when we realize the horrific Chilul Hashem. We're supposed to come now to the end of the piyut to daven for Gilui Kvodei Yisborach by Kodesh Baruch Hu, being Megale Kvod Malchusoi al Yidei that he should take out the Nekoma against the Goyim who fight the nation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in order to be Mechal Hashem Shomayim. And we daven, Tov Yel Tzor Asher Kilonu, what do they do to us? Lemuvoi Chamos B'cheimo Nihalonu Ad lechalach v'chovoy higlonu zokinu bochu upsulo kivalonu unuz davin we davin rom habet no hamcha kulonu. We're still your nation. As much as we sinned, as much as we didn't behave the way we should, noch alt, we're your nation, Shimcha Godel is Nikro Leinu, we have in us the potential to come back and be close to you, and therefore we beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rom HaBenu Amcho Kulonu, Schoir Adonoi Me'oyolonu. The next piyut, the next kinnah, we go through the tremendous madrigas of potential of Klal Yisrael and how Nebuch, because of our chatoim, we had the opposite and we ask Eicho, how did such a thing happen? Eicho atzto be'apecho la'abeid biyad adoim min emunecho ולא יזכרת בריס בין הבשורים אשר בירה אותו לחונךו ובכן, when we hop will happen, what's going on over here, ביתנו, זכוי רדוי נוי, מאוי אולונו, איכו גוארת בגער עושךו, לגלויס ביד גאים, ימח שמון ביד הגאים, they did it with such a horrific גאיבה, גאולךו, those who are you גאולים, ולא יזכרת, דליג אז דיגול דרך, דילוג דרך, אשר דילג תוליד גולךו, ובכן דיברנו, זכוי רדוי נוי, מאוי אולונו, איך הגת בגיין נכו, לעדוי ביד הוי ללימה מוי נכו, ולא יזכרת ויוד וסק, וסס, אשר ויד תוליד דכו, ובכן לקוינאנו זכוי רדוי נוי מאוי אולונו. איכו זונחתו בזעמכו, לזלזל ביד זורים זבולכו, ולא יזוכרתו חיתום חוקי חוירב אשר חוקקתו לחמולכו, ובכן חיווינו זכוי רדוי נוי מאוי אולונו. איכו תורחתו בתורכךו, לטרויף ביד, תורפים תלוייךו, ולא יזוכרתו יקר, ידידוס יוישר אשר ייחדתו ליוידךו, ובכן יללנו, זכוי רדוי נוי, מאוי אולונו. איכו כיוונתו בכעסךו, לחלויס ביד, כוישלים כרמךו, ולא יזוכרתו, לא יזנויח לאוילו, מאשר לימדתו ללקוחךו, ובכן לא הגנו, זכוי רדוי נוי, מאוי אולונו. איכו מיללתו במוסךו, למחויס ביד מויני מנסךו, ולא יזוכרתו, נשיאס נויצס נשר, אשר נוסוסו לנשואךו, ובכן אוהינו, זכוי רדוי נוי, מאוי אולונו. איך הוסחתו בשערךו, לסגר ביד סייפים סעדךו, ולא יזוכרתו, יזעדי ידוי, מה שריארתו, איתרתו לעבודךו, וכן עונינו, זכוי רדוי נוי, מאוי אולונו. איך הופצתו בפחדךו, לפגר ביד, פוריצים פלייךו, ולא יזוכרתו, תעלס תפי צדק, אשר צובנתו לצבועךו, וכן צועקנו, זכוי רדוי נוי, מאוי אולונו. איך קרוסו בקריוסךו, לקנויס ביד, קומים קירועךו, ולא יזוכרתו רגש, רכב ריבויסאי, מה שרוציסו לירייךו, וכן רגעננו, זכוי רדוי נוי, מאוי אולונו. איך שואבתו בשאפךו, לשלויס ביד, שוידדים שלימךו, לא יזוכרת תויקף, תלת אלי סויה אשר תיקנת אלי סמימךו, ובכן תואננו, זכי רדוי נוי, מאוי אולונו. תואננו לשפוך לב כמיים, על מו ביו עם זה, נשבינו פעמיים. זוכי ביו איזי, בשל וישבת בירושלים, רוגנתי ואתו עד חוג שמיים. Ade ad chug shomayim, the posuk says, and the Python stells the whole piyut on these words. If we cry and we're misabel properly, and we understand what we lost, or at least we have a negia, an understanding of what we lost, and therefore, ade ad chug shomayim, we're able to bring about a change. that itself is the haschola of tshuva, and that can bring about ha'aleiti shomayim, that we can bring a change from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us when we yearn for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Ma'ir, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be misnaig with us, a yearning to us. And we can be zoiche to tshuva, to geula, to iskarvus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by being misabel. And adarava, idea adat chuk shomayim, the avelus itself is a tremendous madriga ruchnis which brings about an esoirus of ahava from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us, of ala iti shomayim. Ad chug shomayim, aleiti shomayim, or yoim, machrivi pa'amayim, es oinem, yitein roishimayim. Sometimes that goof is the cry. I cry es oinein halavai, that I should have the tears, that I should be able to cry, that I should appreciate what I lost. Es oinein, miyitein roishimayim. And how do I do it? I go weiter. Avchim b'chi b'chi. Leil midbor. I'm izboinein. Vosi geshen in that night in midbor. Evchan oleil mi leil. O midbor mi midbor. I see the difference between the zman of the churban and the midbor that we went out to Golus, and the midbor we were in this man of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Avake ite, oy las midbor Knesset Yisroel, oy las midbor Eshag. Mi yitneini back then in the Heilige Midbor, with Moshe and Aaron in the Shechina. Egedave en Oshe, ukenoi keivzayis. Agare ite, kol b'nei vayis. Egroim sheyoy mar balabais eroshe miyitneini shomir veshayis. Adve b'choleiv, with my whole heart, I have a tremendous taiv and a tshuka laham tziyayu, to be mamtzi myself, to shtel zachtzu, to become close again to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eid o milim bom laham tziyayu. I search for the right words out to daven that I could be ma'amitz and again, bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu back to me. Edag, I'm worried of ayiroi v'loyim tzeru. How I had a shepherd, I had a manik, I had a HaKadosh Baruch Hu who was my roi and nemon. I'm edag. How can I find back again? Adav becholei leam tzeru. Edo milim bom leam tzeru. Et agayei roye v'loyem tzoheyu akoinei miteim yodati v'em tzoheyu ehov choves hapcho keoifan demilai ege ponim befonim lesanois amolai o cheres v'sahar milagia lemulai. We say, oh, cheres v'sar, shemesh n'yoreach, I don't care if you don't shine to me. We don't care about any gashmis. Shemesh n'yoreach symbolize in Koyeles, the shtachas shemesh is the oilam hazeh, the yoreach, the mazolis. As the Pasuk describes it ultimately, by Zman Geula, lo yilech oid or Hashemesh lo yoyim, yoreach or lailo, ki Hashem yoyreich. I don't care about the cheres, the shemesh, and the sar, and the gel, mulai. What do I want? Etzrach, miyiten eifa, oi, vikosvu milai. I'm looking for the word, bom lam tziyehu, adve b'choleiv. I have a tremendous truth to come back to Dveikus and Shechina. And I'm misvade on my chatoim. I say, oirach mishpitei goyim v'yeli, oidiya bibitzi umali, umzulu umlolu mazolois bikori mihili, efe mitein shumayali. I also was misnaig, like the goyim v'yeli. The goyim v'yeli were those yidden who, in the hard times of the Yevonim, they tried to be, When the Yevonim, the enemies didn't allow to bring Bikurim, they had to do different tricks. They were mishmoris on the roads and the highways, going to Yerushalayim. They made different tricks. by carrying letters, saying that they were workers and they're going to sell stuff and etc. There's a description in Medrash how they used to trick the soldiers to be able to bring Bikurim. The problem is that we take these deceitful ways and we learn, we act in deceitful ways. And we ourselves, we live lives of lacking a shleimus of midas ha'emes. And therefore, since I lived the life of Sheker, therefore, umlulu mazolo is bekori me'ili. The Bria itself became umlul and didn't shtaltsu for me. FM yitain, shemei ali that I should be zoicha to do proper tshuva in my vidui. Ozdo kuhufro aviyoino. The ufro aviyoino, it's a phrase taken from the end of Keheles. It's a lushan of when the taiva is botel, kivyochel, the tremendous tshuke, taiva between Kodesh Baruch Hu Knesset Yisrael was hufro, was cancelled. And that's when I went out to Golus. But it began from me. Had I had the proper tshuke and dveikus to Kodesh Baruch Hu, there wouldn't be a hufro aviyoino. And therefore, as the kufra aviyoino ezkira, kiyisi mechutano. As in plugging, kibrecho elyoino, egor miteng leivel kayoino. Och nifsha, mikiryas ohois elzoir. Och nifsha, mikiryas ohois elzoir. The Python over here is referring to a horrific aspect of the Churban. Post success in Keyeles, Reisi Avodim, Reichim Malsusim, Vesorim, Hoylchim Ala Oretz. What's so painful is, it's not just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away the Hashpo of all goodness from Klal Yisrael. It's much worse. It's given over to the Umas HaOlam. And all of the tremendous madregas of kovoid and gadlus, which were given to Klal Yisrael at the time after the Churban, are given to the Umas HaOlam. The Pasuk says, when Yitzchak Avinu gave the bracha to Esav, that when Yankiv will go down from his madrega, then you won't have to serve him anymore. Chazal tell us that Rome, Derech Moshe or Tzor, are strong when Yerushalayim is Chorev. Pasuk, the Chazal tell us, Ani Mole Achareva, if Mir Malach Odom, that Yerushalayim is successful and Kisaria is successful, it's not true. Kisaria is Chorev and Yerushalayim is built, that's true. Yerushalayim is destroyed in Kisaria. Kisaria is an example of a city, of the Roman city. Over here in Eretz Yisrael, if Tzor, Rome, these are cities that symbolized as the cities of success of the nations of the world. When are they successful? When Yerushalayim is destroyed. And Edom and Bnei Yisrael and Yankiv, Bnei Yankiv, like a seesaw. When one is up, the other is down. There's no situation where both are high and up together. The horrific churban was the Ra'isi Susim, Ra'isi Avodim, the Ra'ichiv al Nesusim, and the Sorim HaMa'alech al Ha'oretz. Reb Chaim Voloshiner goes in at length in what's known as the Droshes Maharach of Slichas, the Droshes of Reb Chaim Voloshiner Slichas, how at the time of the Golus of the Churban, all the Shefa, Brocha, of Hatzlocha, Parnosa, everything good in this world, the Shefa, goes to the Umas Oilom. Klal Yisrael get from the Shiraim of the Shiraim of the Shiraim from the Umas Oilom. Kadosh Baruch Hu's blessing in this world not only is taken away from Klal Yisrael, but is given to Tzor. It's given to Rome. The prestige and the success of Rome, of the Umas Oilom, is because Yushalayim is Chorev. And that's Och Nifsha. From Kiryas, always from Yushalayim, but not Stam from Yushalayim. It's all given over. It's taken over to the Umas Oilom. It's taken over to Rome. It's taken over to Tzor. Because of our various Chazal tell us that when Shloime married Bas Paroi, Kodesh Baruch Hu sent two malochim, and there were no yet to konish bayom, and that was the beginning of the building of the city of Rome. It was from Binyan, from when Shloime married Bas Paroi, it took 410 years. Till the Churban Bayis Rishon. Another 70 years, and then another 420 years. Till Churban Bayis Sheni. That was the spitz success of Rome. Rome wasn't built in a day. Rome wasn't built in a day. Rome was built, began being built from the chait of Shloime Yonos Bas Paroi. That's when the Konesh Bayom began collecting earth around it. And it began becoming a land, became ultimately a city, a country, that took over the world, destroyed the Mikdash, destroyed the Jewish world, and worse than that, not only did they destroy, they took all of the blessing, they took all of the Shefa, of this, the prestige of the world, off to Rome, ultimately later to the Christian world, to the Vatican, Yimach Shemom V'Zichron. That's Och Nivsha Mikiryas Oiz Elzor. Ochu Blimayim Baflatsoy. Ochaz Komois Liktsoy Voilelois Livtsoy. Osicho Mioivileni Io Motsoy. Eta Hole Yapadne Bitsal Moves. Otusovesh Goino Adhatsal Moves. Etofei lesamechakim lamoves, en hehe migeva yichye, v'lo yire moves. The Jews hold shuka for life, is only if it's a life which is dovuk in shechina. And if I'm a matziv of chas v'sholim being far from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I choose and I say, I might as well die, I might as well be waiting for my death. I don't see a tachlis in life unless it's a life of Shmiras Torah mitzvahs, a life of being dovuk in Shechina. And I say, ultimately, that's the hairy, the end of every person. There's no purpose in a Megushim Dika life for its own sake. Eyolusi, I turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's my strength, le'ezrosi, and I beg him to come to my help. Tarti chazois, ayumosi b'chol shono, oy meres hi ashono hazois. HaKadosh Baruch could bring the geula this year, and we wait and we hope that this is going to be that year. Ayado lakoil kimuda azois, im lo ikiyad adoino yosis ozois. Why don't we have a Mikdosh this year? Why don't we have a Gula Shlema this year? Why don't we have Eshbach Ruchi Al Kol Boser Malor Zder Hashem Malor Zder Hashem Kayom Kamayim Layom Mechassim? Why don't we have it? It's because Yad Hashem Osis Ozois. Ekoif L'chorosh Adonoi Cheili. Ech ra lecho berech, and I beg you, lechateil machali, achtir lecho b'shir, mishirei mechoili, achavein yitenecho kiochni alt kishkach tzakas achyein eilov legoy yudov yisrael alfei shinon ashomos areil leimoy mitei mitzion yeshvois yisrael. Kodesh Baruch Hu answers us, Yisroel, me'eis bedrochai lo yolochu, azovuni va'azavtim, uponai me'em nepochu, roganti ve'ilalti, u'me'ai ve'libi nishpochu, eichos sifarti, mirashi sa'ai hushlichu. And on this line is the next kapitel from Blessed Kalir on this idea. Like, how did it all happen? It's because of our Averis. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, back to us. Eichot sifarti, mirashu sa yishlichu. Favos ukeneged, kise akovoid. Tzelem himlichu. Bechalelom tnai, ashochoi zay nimlochu. Venom imuchokoi zay teilechu. Kodesh Baruch Hu tells us, Lo mo torivu eilai kurulchem, Choskru olai divreichem, Miyadchem, hois ozo hois lochem, Bila shivta, bimoy haitzo is ivisom, Uponim istir meyem, kishor avososom, Vayumar leovok mitrom, lav isom, חילף נוסעתי גשמיכם ביתום. צחי ומוי סומני, כי לא באפוי ויסטמני, ניחומוב מירו ישעשוני. גוד ארום קרנום ועלומו מקציר, ובאבחס חרב שערי ימי ציר, מזהירו ווס בקוציר, The Pite is bringing the terrible tragedies that happened to us compared to what the Tmur of what the Haftochus of the tremendous brachas that we were promised in B'chukoy Sa'i Teleichu, and we were promised all these brachas. Dorach kash toy v'chilo b'cheretz u'chabar zei lipel shmei eretz Kirzani shloish esrei peretz, tachas v'nosati sholoim boretz. Ho yotzurchem, umouzchem, umizgabchem, and the opposite happened, hofach la'abzor, v'nilcham bochem, hanoitzerchem, richakchem, choishkechem, ti'avchem, V'ayei avtochas, uredavtem es oiveichem. V'ayachmo ispinas, tzedek meleyo. Favos, why, kivas, kiyuso, mozo kol tumo. U'mechabdeo iziluho, kedovo mitumo. B'shinui v'rodfu mikem, chamisho meyo. Zonach elyo, im kiryas moyadeichem, vevil shareichem, lamidas ragleichem, mi bikesh zois potz vigleichem, vegomar oimer, ufonisi aleichem. Choshav snoi oim, lukat kashoishon, umichei levoi loleo isodishon, Kitor chiposo alo hakivshom, vishoalu ayei dogon, tmu vachaltem yoshon noishon. Tovu nichsei roivdei duchoni, egei chamos kiniktal mechani, hare kamoshonim gilo yisoid mechoini, vesomi toichi oimer, vinosati mishkoni. Yoshvu mimvakim, minak meiseichem, ba'arba misois hipil miseichem, cherev verov, chayo vederev ershichatchem, kisor tzilom potz, nisalachti besoichichem. Kolu lishoit, kirega oleichem, uvochem nishbu moil leichem, lechekchem nishpechu, nafsho isoil leichem, Why, b'moasechem siach, אני אדונו אלוהיכם, לימוי סם קלקולו נשיבו, וצור למלוך אבסוך מנישו, ארץ הכרמל אבייס נשועשו, ושונו מויחיית למלויס ישמעו, מועיידך תשישייך עם גורייך ביסוסו, אומרים על סוס נונוס על כן נוסו, נלאיסי נסויה ונסיכם כהו עמוסו, ויעשרכם כנמתי במחוקוי סי תימוסו, נביאייך תאו תמיד שוב חזויס, ודרויש לסלויה חופצתי אילו זויס, פיטיטי מוכנגדי שיבו הזויס, לא נחתי וסחתי אף אני אעשה זויס, סופקו חורקו שורקו מייני, מבפנים ומבחוץ לעצמי זמוני, כי בני זיידים חילולו צפוני, לרוב אלוהי לטוי ונום ונוסעתי פוני, פוצו זיידים לפני מי תחלה, עם כבד אבוי פוקד וילאה, לא ישחקו אוי למוי צפופלה, עונו ונוסו ונום, ואם עד אלה. Sometimes the Umas Oilom, they turn to us, and they say, לפני מי תחלה, who you davening to? It's a horrific chilul Hashem. And a Kodesh Baruch, when he punishes us, he allows it to happen. He gives the power for it to happen. There is a horrible picture. It's blown up. Next to Kever David HaMelech, there's a museum there, put together by some frum people. They never had the funding for it. It's relatively a small place. It's called the Chamber of the Holocaust. You walk in, there's a massive picture over there of a few 100 heilige erliche Yidden standing in a ditch. Some of them wearing talesin. And they all have their hands raised. And there's Nazi SS soldiers, Yimach Shimon, standing outside the ditch, smiling and jeering. The Jews then were told they had to raise their hands under the threat of the guns of death and to cry out for God to save them, to send them Moses, to send them a savior. And the Nazis were making fun of them, making them call out. They stood there for 3 hours, taunting them. Potsu Zaydin, if me meet the Chale, who are you praying to? Am Kevet Ovoin. Sometimes the nations, they make fun of Klal Yisrael. You're sinners. You're not going to be worthy of any miracles ever happening to you again. Am Kevet Ovoin Pokad Vayile. Loi Techaku Oid, Lemoifis Vafele. HaKadosh Baruch Hu left you. Onaf, v'nosa v'nom, v'im ad eile. When a Kodesh Baruch Hu punishes us, it goes together with a horrific chilul Hashem. Shmoy ha-godol aleinu nikro. We are called His nation. And a Kodesh Baruch Hu connected and tied I'll use this phrase, which is precise. He tied kivyochel his fate in us. There's a medrash Eicho that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was doime in his relationship with Knesset Yisrael to a person who lacked his treasures. And he threw away the key And he connected, he gave the key away. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the key of his Gilui Kvoida in this world to Knesset Israel. Part of the bris between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael is HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never be Megadel in Mekadesh Shmoy Yisborach in the Gilui Shechina in this world unless it's going to come through the Yeshua of Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu connected his fate with us. When we're not deserving, that's the concept of Shechinta Begolusa. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, my Shechina is going to go out with them in Golus. If the Jews are being oppressed, if the Jews are being taunted and they're being killed by the nations of the world, my name will go down with them. That's the tremendous, tremendous Bechira of Kadosh Baruch Hu in us. Of Ato V'charton Mikol Ha'amim. The greatest is no other nation of the world will be brought about by Yeshua or be nizgal kvoide izborach through anyone else. If Nebuch, we're not deserving, and if we're deserving of a horrific punishment, it's not just that we are being punished. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is punished with us, so to speak. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tied his fate with us. And it's our fault that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is so trampled because HaKadosh Baruch Hu tied his fate with us. It's beyond description of horrific. A person who's davuk in Shechina, how could it be, picture such a horrific chilul Hashem? If we're misboinen deeply in it, it's a tremendous, tremendous gilui of nahava neiro'o between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his nation. It's only through us that Shmei HaGodol Yisborach will become great again. That's what the Pasuk says. We say in davening every morning, Tnu ois le'elokim, al Yisrael ga'avasoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's geyus in this world is through Klal Yisrael. Al Yisrael emunosoi, al Yisrael brikosoi, that whole beautiful piece that we say on Yom Kippur. Al Yisrael ga'avasoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's geyus in this world is through the Yeshua of Knesset Yisrael. We have to be pained in the golus of the Shechina. That's mitzta'er in our tzar. Potzu zeidim lefni mitechale, lefnei mitechale, am keved ovo in pokad vayile, lo yisechaku oi, blemo yisvofele, on af venos avenom, vim adeile, osa vayoveem, kod koid b'nei sho'oim, v'domi shikrani b'gei tzimo'oim, u'v'chol shono v'shono isif yogoin al'oim, me'eiz ko'as v'nom, v'shovarti ez goin. Tzorak hoi hoi v'ashposi heirik, mipoi u'mipoi hevi olai ma'arik, u'blag eimoi k'shinei tzorech erik, v'kilo koichi b'nu'um v'sa'am lorik. Kumi dof kishavi al domi uteni kaoiv me eretz koilich vedoimi me roish ishkani vidmi vechoshach hiluchi benum vilsei ilchuimi rego irole viso usam lo roim lo oyas ulekas midbor oyisi demuyas. Goy lo kenuyas, vesuro genuyas, vishomi vishlachti, bochem es chayas. שוכבו באילוף, כזוי מחמור ואין דוילה, המלאים גער ואין מרפא אוילה. הרי כמה שונים עוממני להסקלי, אנושים בוויכוח ואין באילה. תקרואי דוללתו על אדמוני, לסחפוי לשספוי, שבוסיים כאויני, תהוי מצורי בצייס כל מיארמוני, כנהממתי בריב, הולכתי אף אני, אף אני לא חוד ביוקש שיקורוין, אובו שמחה והשביס חורוין, לאורץ הישבג בגורוין, איך יושבו חבצלס השורוין. Let's go through the next capital, go through relatively quickly, but I'll, before we begin, I'll just point out, Chavetzelis HaShorin, Shoshanas HaAmokim, is the beautiful moshel of Shir HaShirim, of the definition of Knesset Yisrael, who's like a Shoshano, surrounded by Koitzim, beloved Shoshano. The Pasuk goes through the fact that we, Knesset Yisrael, is in such an horrible avelus from, again, the Paitan will go through the tmura of what we could have had, what we should have had, and what we did have, what we don't have anymore, comparing it to all the terrible tzoras that we went through with the loss of the Avodas HaKohanim, Neshir Salavim, and having a Kohanim and Nevi'im, and having the Avoida and the Tmur of what happened to us, instead of having all the goodness. Eich Yosh Vachavatzeles HaShoroim, V'dom Amroim, Mipinoi Sei Oroim, V'nomi Mishmeroi Zom, Kohanim B'nei Yaharoim, K'nim Sarabayiz, V'nusorei Moroim. The bias was nimsas b'misor v'imoroin. Boruch ha'isiv kem v'chumash esefarim. K'ner ha'koin v'novi b'yoyim ha'kipurim. V'al domoi nishchatu prochim k'tzfirim. V'nodu k'tzipoirim k'yad ne'tzipoirim. Golsa me'arzo k'alo me'kushoto. V'avoin r'maisro yisu shmito v'arbas shchotim u'shpoto. ומעדיו ופשיטו משמרת מפשיטו דרכי אוכל שוממו כנפרץ כוסלוי ומעיל כנקרא פסילוי הורד ואושפל מטילוי ונובלי שסילוי כהן אייסולוי הוי אויבים מלאיבים בלוי חמי לחם כביטלו עלוי פורס לרוי לחם הורד ועוצמו ממים ומלחם כיבוד לשתי הלחם, בייס לחם. וייצא הדרוים בכסף נחפוס, ותמור היפר על ראשו חיפש. ונירו הסניחבו, מנוירו נחפש, כפושו בלחם ופס, ניל כדויות פס. זוכו זמן, אשר נעשה ונשמע הישיבו, ועתו הנוי סומן לא יובו, לנו ורוי סובו ורובו, והוק סובו ולאבו, קויאני אלבו. חייך אותו ואומרו לאליל זה אל, וליגו וסיתו בחוי זה אל, אבו כן הוקנו, ומרגי זה אל, וייצא ממוין אל, כבר הוא זה אל. תומוסו החניפו סייבל, ונעלוי ונעלו רווח אויבל, וענן אבק רגלוב כאובל ואין מזכר בל, בחויאני ארבל. יודוי פה רצו בבי סבור, כי כבר יחויבתי כדוי רמבור, כי זו ישיס לחיבול וניבור, והייתי בחבל כבול, כה אין כבול. כל עמו, כה איננו כינו, כי הכיסו לי אל כנו, בגוי נבוא לא ישום כינו. ונודדו מכינו, משמרס אל כונו. לוי למורו, עם עין צופס, וכסף על חרס חיפש, ובחיזוק מוסר הורפס, ונרס ונלפס, כה אין צפס. ממורו עם נשמיה, נילי סיטוין, ויקני בעיוורוין ובשיגוין, ופוקד על היבוין, נוי וגיבוין, ונו ממוין, משמרס בייס, כה אין מוין. נזכדוי לבוין וניחוב, חושבתי ענינו מבליאו, ונמנעתי לצבצף במינים ואוגו, ונוסו להיקינו משמרס יש שבועו. סילו אבירה עם מוירי הוירויו, לא נזכר לי עקידס מויריו, ומירוי מרד ומריו וצגו אירוין ואיריו, משמרס מעדיו. על גבי חושו חוירשים והריחו מניס, והריקו עלי חרב וחניס, ורבייסי צוי מויס וסניס, ומצורס תוכניס יוצו יבוניס. פרסו ואין יוד שילח, כי לא ימינו באשכן ושולויח, והושפע עשו בריס מלח ואין שמן ממולוך, ורואו ישמע מלוך. צדיקו אדוינו, כיפי ומורס, ואורו אורו עד היסוי בורס, ותמור עוזי וזמרס, קינים עולה ונחרס, וקץ וירת נזרס נצרס, קרוסי לצורי וקוי לי לא יורב, וקיננתי ביער בערוב, וחוב הנרדוי לג במערוב, וריח לא יורב, מהחומו הורב. ראי כי הוא שר אותי כהניו, בסעניו ואניו, וכהני כהולי קצוי לטבח מנויו, ונומי חנויו, מגדל נוניו. שומו כי יוצא עושי בשביו, וניסטו פרודס מורו עם שבויו, בושעתי לשמו וירבוביו, ומייסטר חבויו, נודו בייסחויביו. שומו כי נזמתי בצחנו, וסוס המני תקינו, ולא ינוסה לי רחם מלחנינו, ומרקיר יסחונו, לא כפר יוחנו. טוב אוי רואה, סמוני אדומים, ושוסו שעורי שוי מנים, ואישי וחור יומין, ובאבוין צלומין, נוגים נסוין צלמין. תבואי תמריח וחושקי תזריח, וחדשה את מיסנו תפריח, וריח נכחנו כקדם תוריח, ומלשון לחום חות הריח, שולי חמאס אוריח. ויקוינן ימיוב על ישיוב, איך אלי קוינן ילוב, we cry and we mourn over here the hariga of Yeshua HaMelech, which the Pasuk in Eicha, the Perek in Eicha, refers specifically to his death. Pasuk in Perek Dalet, Eicha Yuam Zov, Yishna Kesem HaToiv, Tishtapich Navne Kodesh Burosh Kol Chutzos. Yuam Zov, how is the gold darkened, Yishne, HaKesem HaToiv, the beautiful Kesem, the golden color was totally changed. Al Yidei Tishtapich Navnei Kodesh Baruch Kol Chutzos. Yeshua HaMelech, he was Tiferes Yisrael. Yeshua HaMelech was 8 years old when he became king. He was a tremendous melech from a very young age, Heichel Lidroish, as the Pasuk will describe, Me'elikov. And as the Paitan will describe, Leikom kamoisoi mimois Avigdor. One of the seven names of Moshe Rabbeinu is Avigdor. He's the Avi, the father of all those who are Godre Geder, those who are the guardians of Klal Yisrael. From the time of Moshe Rabbeinu till Yoshio HaMelech, he's considered the greatest that ever stood to Klal Yisrael by being Godre Geder and bringing Klal Yisrael close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu back to Tshuva. There were many great kings who did a phenomenal job in bringing Knesset Yisrael close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chizkiyo HaMelech, 100 years earlier, 90, was killed. He died, maybe it was 80 years before Yoshua HaMelech became king. He was a very great king. Chubal Oil Mipnei Shemen. It wasn't a Tinoik and Tinoikis. Who wasn't Bokin Chastum of Tarvis Mei Chizkiyo, but didn't come close to Yoshio. Was Yoshio was even greater. Mimois Avigdor Lekom Kimois Eligdor. Chazal tell us that in his time, he was under opinion that he brought, managed to bring Klal Yisrael back to Kodesh Baruch Hu on a level of Im Bechukoisei Teleichu, to Yamelim Batayra, on the highest Madrega. And Chazal tell us that he was mistaken. And Yirmiyahu HaNavi told him that he's mistaken, that the nation is not holding there yet. What happened was, he was king for 31 years. During his lifetime, he tremendously brought Knesset Yisrael back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. After Menashe was king for over 50 years, of Yehuda, and took Knesset Yisrael away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His father, Omoy, terrible, wicked king, Yeshio turned Klal Yisrael around. He brought about a tremendous matzav of tshuva, but he made a mistake. He was 39 years old after being king for 31 years. And Paroi, the king of Mitzrayim, who was a very powerful nation, sent a shliach to Yeshio to allow his armies to pass through Eretz Yisrael to go fight Melech Ashur, which was another very powerful nation. Yirmiyahu HaNavi came to Yoshio and he told Yoshio, I have a Mesoira from my Rebbe, V'sichsachti Mitzrayim v'Mitzrayim, that the nations of the world, Mitzrayim, should fight Ashur. These two nations will fight each other and that's going to ultimately bring the Yeshua for Klal Yisrael. That these terrible nations who were the enemies of Klal Yisrael over the years, they should destroy each other. And you should allow the Mitzrayim to pass through Eretz Yisrael to go wipe out Ashur, to fight Ashur. Yoshio was horrified. He says, it's going to be a terrible chilul Hashem. The Pasuk says, M'chokoisei teleichem nesati sholem ba'aretz. And then the Pasuk says, V'cherev leisavar ba'aretzachem. You have a Messiah from your Rebbe, V'sachsachti Mitzrayim v'Mitzrayim. But I have a Messiah from Rabbo the Rabbo, the Rebbe of your Rebbe, from Moshe Rabbeinu, who's the Adon Kol HaNeviim, that Cherv Leisavar Ba'artzachem is a separate Haftocha from Nasati Sholem Ba'aretz. What's the Haftocha of Cherv Leisavar Ba'artzachem? Shboruch Hu tells us, from Moshe Rabbeinu Chazal teach us, Cherv, afilu Cherv Shel Sholem. There won't be a cherev, even if it's not directed against you, if it's just passing through your country, but if it's a cherev, it won't, if you're in a madrega of a mechoisei teleichu, you won't even have a cherev shel sholem. And if it's a cherev of the mitzvim going out to fight Ashur, we wouldn't pass through our land. So me as king, I have to be careful that there shouldn't be a chilul Hashem. Klal Yisrael, he tells Yirmiyahu, as you know, is on the Madrigal of Mechukoisei Teleichu. They're all Omel Batoira. if there's going to be a cherev being, going through our land, it's a chilul Hashem. I, as king, can't allow it. Yirmiyahu tells him, I have a different mesorah. And you're mistaken by your thinking that Kaddish is holding on a madrega. There are still those who worship Avodah Zorah. He says, can't be. I have my special police against Avodah Zorah, that they've cleaned the land from all Avodah Zorah. There's no chait. There's nothing wrong in Klal Yisrael today. What happened? There were Avodah Zorah. They didn't have idols because they couldn't hold on to idols. Yoshio's police force wouldn't tolerate an idol anywhere. So how did they have symbols of Avodah Zorah that they used to bow down to? The Avodah Zorah, achar hadeles lizdor. They had double doors that they had a dmus of Avodah Zorah when the doors were closed from the inside, that a dmus of Avodah Zorah. When the doors were held open and the person only saw half of the tzura on the other side, he thought it was some design. And the police force of Avodah Zorah, they didn't chap that it was this trick of Avodah Zorah in the times of Yeshua HaMelech, that they had Avodah Zorah still around, and they used to worship Avodah Zorah's Achar Hadeles. What happened was, he told Paroi that he won't allow him to go through. So Paroi told him, I'm going to wage war against you. And Yeshua HaMelech was sure that they will have a tremendous nitzochon because of their madrega ruchnis. And he was mistaken. Yirmiyahu Novi, the Godel Ador, is telling him, you don't touch up the psukim the way it seems right to you. Yes, you're a major Talmud Chochem, and the Loshon of the Pasuk in Eicho, his Ruach Apeinu Mashiach Hashem, he was the greatest, but he was second to Yirmiyahu. And he wasn't Nichna, he wasn't Mikabel upon himself, the psak of Yirmiyahu Novi. And because of that, Chet, he died. He was killed. By Yeru HaMoirim, they shot 300 arrows. And the Melech Mitzrayim said to his soldiers, you don't shoot for anyone but for their greatest. You shoot for that tzaddik of a king, that Yoshio, that will mezalzel in him. You go, you wipe him. You kill him. And that's what happened. On the battlefield, all of the archers, Vayera Amorim, and they shot 300 arrows into Yeshua HaMelech. His body was pierced like a sieve. As he was dying on the battlefield, as we'll describe in the Kina, Yirmiyahu Anovi and other tzaddikim went to be with him as he was dying. And he gasped his last breath. He said, Tzaddiku Hashem! Ki pihu marisi. Hashem is a tzaddik, and he was matzdik upon himself the din. That was basically the end of the hope of Klal Yisrael. And that's what the poskun Eicha cries, that Ruach HaPein Moshiach Hashem Asher Amarnu B'tziloi Nichye Bagoyim, that will survive and will be able to make a tikkun on the Chatoim of Menashe, Omoy, Achov, etc., previous kings, and we'll be able to be Zoicha to survive the nations of the world, no more. Klal Yisrael, we're not on the right Madrega to be Zoicha, to continue holding on to a king like Yoshio. Yoshio, for 31 years, he brought Klal Yisrael back to Kodesh Baruch Hu, but we weren't deserving to hold on to a king, to have a king like Yeshio. Yeshio was taken away from us. And that's also part of what we cry. When we don't have G'dayli Torah, the way we should have G'dayli Torah, because Baruch Hu wants us to have G'dayli Torah, we cry that we were not deserving to hold on to G'dayli Torah. Klal Yisrael, we were in Zoyche as a nation that Yeshio should remain with us. And he was killed on the battlefield. And his sons, some of his sons later were Roshoyim. Yehoyakim, his son, was a Rosha. Yehoyachin wasn't as bad as Yehoyakim, but he also wasn't too good. And the Pasuk describes him as being a Rosha. Ultimately, his son, Tzidkiyahu, who wasn't such a, who was be'etzim a tzaddik, but he was a very weak person, and he was a rasha in not listening to Yirmiyahu Hanavi as well, and he was too weak to bring the nation back. Ultimately, the bais was destroyed in his days. But for 22 years, Chazal tell us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Arichas Apayim to give Klai Yisrael a chance to still do tshuva after Yoshio was killed. In what schus? In the schus that they were mekoinein on Yoshio. They cried at Yoshio's death. And they were mekoinein on him kinos, that's, they were mekoinein on him kinos of the Esrim Vishtaim Oisios of Aleph Beis. And in that schus, they were given another 22 years to have a chance to do tshuva. When we lose Talmid HaChachomim, when we lose Tzadikim, we have to cry. And it's a merit for us when we cry. Because when we cry on the loss of a Tzadik, that means that we understand that we need Rabbeim, we need Tzadikim, we need teachers, we need G'dayli Yisrael, we need G'dayli Talmid HaChachomim to help us come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when we cry for that, it's a special Ruch Nizdik Madrega that we can be Zoyche, to get the Tzadikim, to be Zoyche to them. In all tkufas of Klal Yisrael, one of the greatest tragedies is when we lose Talmid HaChachomim, when we lose Tzadikim. The Pasuk says, Vayachmois, in Pasuk in Eicha, Kagan Sukoi, is called Nois Yaakov. Nois Yaakov, Chazal tell us, the Pasuk in Eicha, the Nois Yaakov has two meanings to it. It has a meaning of Nois, the houses of Yankiv, the Beis HaMikdosh, the Bote Knesiyos, and the Bote Midrashos. And it has a meaning also of Nois Yaakov, the beauty of Yaakov. The Medrash Eicha on that Pasuk says, as called Nois Yankiv, gives a list, Eilu Rabbi Akiva, goes through Rabbi Gamliel, goes through the Asor Aruge Malchus, the beauty of Yankiv was destroyed. It's heartbreaking how many times we look, we see how we're punished as a nation, a Kodesh Baruch Hu takes away the G'dayli HaTzadikim from us, the G'dayli Talmid HaChachomim from us. And sometimes we can't even imagine the tragedy at the time, but years later we look back, that's how many times I heard from Reshiva, remarked, Reb Chaim was nifter at age 65 at the end of World War I. Had Reb Chaim lived for another few years in the tkufa of between the wars, when all of Europe was resetting itself, replanning, so to speak, the world, the Olam HaYeshivas, the Olam HaYahadus would have looked differently, seemingly. As Kol Nois Yaakov, the times of a Churban, a Kodesh Baruch Hu takes sometimes the most beautiful people of Yaakov away. During World War II, some of the greatest Michad Gisa Kodesh Baruch Hu saved so many of the Talmid HaChachomim in a miraculous way to give room for survival for the Jewish nation of after the war. But even then, there were some Yechidim who would have had such an influence and change. The world would look different had they survived the war, had they been with us after the war. Just heard a few days ago, it was Shabbos, we were discussing. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, the Shiva says he was the most practical G'dayli Yisrael, knew the nation, killed. Had he lived after the war for another few years, at the time of the rebuilding, what would the world look like? I was thought to myself when I saw this medrash and called Nois Yankiv, the beauty of Yankiv. Kodesh Baruch Hu b'chasdo ha'gadol took the cheresh and the masgir of before the war, Yeshivas Mir, saved. Yeshivas Mir was hundreds of bochrim. I heard from Michael Feinstein, who was one of them. He says, Sigiven Dalton, they were over there. 100 yechidim, there were 100 individuals that each one of them could have been compared to Gadol Migdoli Hador. And most of them survived. Most of them were saved in miraculous Hashgocha Protis, Gilu of Hashgocha, how they were taken out when the world around them was crashing. But The greatest of them considered was Rabbi Yonah Minsky, Rabbi Yonah Karpilov. Also, it was not understood how it happened, but he was separated from the group and was ultimately killed. The Na'os Yankiv, sometimes you had Yechidim who were the spitz, the pride of Klal Yisrael, who were taken away. You can go on how so many different Yechidim, G'dayle Ador, were taken away, and we have to be misabel on the loss. When we're misabel that we don't have a Rebbe Chanon, that Rebbe Chanon left us at such a crucial time. When we had Rebbe Chaim mistake, we have to be misabel on G'dayle Ador, al Tovsim Shaitayich, on the Na'os Yankiv that we've lost. When we cry at a Levaya v'Talmud Chochem, because Godel, the greatness of a Istalkus of a Talmud Chochem is like Sefas Beis Elokeinu that we learn from that, from the Tzoyim of Gedalia ben Achikom. Talmidei Chachomim, the Tzadikim, they are those who bring the Shechinah to Klal Yisrael. They are the teachers of our nation. When we learn to cry for not having them, we are Zoich that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings them to us and keeps them with us. That's the yisod of this kinnah. Vayikoinen Yirmiyo al Yoshio. Eichaeli koinenu meyelov. Ben shmoine shono eicheli drosh meyeloyov. Bnei chom from Mitzrayim. Bavram chonu olov. Veloy hizgar lo isigu mifolov. Gam bechol malchei Yisrael asher komu ligdoyo. Lo yikom kamoyu mimois avigdor dovak boichet leitzone yadoy asher komu achar hadeles lizdoy oich limzer ashichor kismo yatoy pichamu nishchor veigdal ovoy veishiv yomin ochoyr ואוי לא ישולח ידוי מן החויר. זקו אמרו, כנום דס להוקים, ביצע עם רוסוי, באורור אשר לא יוקים. חושך תוארוי, כניה צורך חויקים, בבצע מויס עדוס וחוקים. טויבים רואים, נקרו בשול חוי מלוך, Mali voloch, hayoim nisaloch, yedei amoretz, domi bemoloch, teyonesh bivitzi, yes, piloch. Kilo amoinai, leches aram naharayim, lemalo yisavoy cherev, kol shur befraim, velo yishom alachoy ze, lo shuvachoy raim, ke gzeiro nech, gzeiro lesachseich, Mitzrayim v'Mitzrayim. Meichatoi, stiras mezuzois, chazoin ansoisi, yecheilu levazois, nohu anomim, lufumoi lavzois, velo yisiv ponov, visovdu alzois. Suru eidu, adloi shiyo, vayimu anu suru mot yisoy nishiyo, pnei krov kikorav, ולאיור סולוי רטיו, ויוירו המוידים, למלך יוישיו. עידנו עצי מינו, בגב ינוי חצים, חיץ אחר חיץ, מוירים ולוי חצים, צודו וסומו כמה תורו לחיצים, ויזרקו בו, שלוש מיוי סחיצים. קלים היטו אחרו, וזו עם מוי צופיו, ועד מיצוי נפש, מעשו ויפיו. רוח ספוסו ויפצו מפיו, צדיקו אדוינוי כי מוריס יפיו. סיסינוי כי קיני זעם, לשלם שוינום באבוים ביצום, תם כסם עטוי ועמזו בפושום, ויקוי נלולוב קוליכו יועם. תם במיקרו אחד קויס מגידוי לשטויס, ומויה שנס השמיתו כגו הקל לאסויס. תולו באס ומשתיים מהרויס שוסויס. כי סובדו לו איכו בעשרה 22 אויס יויס. אוי סויס כי נויס ובוטו מחוי לי. איס כי שוכחתי מחוי לי. זמו אויסי כי לא עד יאהים לי. רושעתי ונוסעתי ונוטש. holy. I want to point out another point here. Reb Elezer Kalir says something very, very powerful. It's a very deep yesod. Part of the avelus misabel on the death of Yeshio is tam b'mikre echod kois megido lishtois. Yeshio HaMelech was killed, was tam, in the very exact way of kois megido. Achov died. Achav HaMelech, that the Pasuk describes, he was one of the worst, worst kings. Who, because of him, he took Klal Yisrael away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was the mountain in Eretz Yisrael, in Malchus Yisrael, that didn't have an Avodah Zarah during his time. He was the Pesukim describe Achav as being the one who destroyed Klal Yisrael in a most horrific way. How did he die? Exactly a similar way. The Navi told him not to go out to battle. He went out to battle. And when he went out to battle, he was killed on the battlefield by an arrow of an enemy. Zokt Reb Elezer Kalir, tam b'mikra echon. Yeshio died. Yeshio HaMelech HaShem Mimois Avigdor Lekom Kemoisoi. He died the same death, like Achav. We can never judge the greatness or the shiftless of a person according to something that might happen. Kadosh Baruch Hu punished Yeshio HaMelech and he punished Klal Yisrael with Yeshio's death, with a certain type of death. With a certain type of death, he was killed from arrows on the battlefield. And the Rosh Merusha, Achav, also died in the same way. We can never judge by a happening to a person who that person was or what we're supposed to even learn from that person. It's rather the way the person leads his life. A punishment could happen to a person like to Yoshio for the specific reason that it did. And the punishments of Achav, we can't even fathom and measure. He's one of those who the Mishnah says he doesn't have a chelik l'olam habo. Just because a happening happens to a person doesn't mean that they're the same. Yoshio HaMelech was the greatest of all the kings that were omitted to Klal Yisrael from Zera, from Malchi Beis David. The Umas Achov, who was one of the worst kings that ever the Klal Yisrael had. And they both died a similar death. But the lessons we have to learn from each one of them is very, very different. Let's go say Kapitel Yuches briefly at least, and Yutes also from Blessed Kalir, comparing where we should be holding, what we could madregis that we could have reached and had, and the opposite that happened to us. Kino Yudches. Ba'ato marto heitei veitei vimoch v'neflinu ani v'amoch v'lom abnei bliyal chilulu shmoch v'lo yishofachto aleyem za'amoch ato gidalto v'roimamto bonim lehoneik ka'esho yizo imenes ayoneik v'lom adoidonim dotsu lezaneik. Bar ye guroy sov lechanek. Ato hinakto dvash misela, vatoyti noizli mimisola, velomo sheifteyem nishmentu bidei sela, voiloleyem nuktu elasela. Ato zonachto vatimaz kol goi, lokachas goi mikerev goi, velomo chosh vod al arzi goi, vomru luchu venakhidei nigoi. Ato titeiso shishim ushmoinim lo vigoi shemer emunim velo moyozmu moyavim vamoinim lamzu bakruvim moinim ato kivanto lo sheves oidecho har zekonso yimin chovi odecho velo molocho rishavto yimin yodecho batnabel kisei chevoidecho אטום מורוין, לאי למדוין, אוי ורישוין, כן אנטום מורוין, מי רישוין, ולא מוני עץ ראשו בפה ולא שוין, עד כי נוגע צור באישוין. אטו ססטו לטוי ולאי מוי, ושיח תביעי מוי וסיטוי מוי, ולא מורץ חירי ומרי אלוהי מוי, אשר יויכה על חי לב זבוכי מוי. אתו פוירתו בוס חיום, התוסך בדלוסיים יום, ולא מוצרללתי עד נבחי יום, ויגדל שברי כיום. ואתו קודוש, יושבתי לא הסקדושים, בקרב ישישים עם קודושים. ולא מרוק שגויים עם קדשים, וישם ובייס קודש הקודושים. יחתוש מאלוינו, כי היינו חרפו, יסוכוס חובש, נשרפו, ולא מוטיבה לה, נחלה, זכופו, תצמיח, תרופו, ולאינו חוי טריפו. ואתו צדיק על כל אבו, וכו אדוינו יצדוקו, ונצדיקו חנחיבו. ולא מונעינו, ולא נועדיבו, כי כל זו הסבועסנו בחויבו. וכועדו הנה יצדוקו, ואויסס אשר הפלייסו, מיוס וידותו, ולאונו בו השתפונו בבחינו אשר נצנפנו, ואיסרונו תיאבתו. וכועדו הנה יצדוקו, בגוי מקרב גוי במעשויס, ולאונו בו השתפונים בדויפי אשר נמצא בונו, כמעשה יהיה מעשויס. וכועדו הנה יצדוקו, בו הולכו אלוהים, לבדויס לא אליום, ולאונו בו השתפונים, ויאמרו על יום, ויאם סוף גוי באלויוב בפושום. חועדו הנה הצדוקו בזכר ואתם עד עדיי ואני אלוהים ולא נבוש תפונים בכל פי ועדו הנה בסימפור מהסילון ואלוהים וחועדו הנה הצדוקו בטעם שהתאמתונו כצפיחיס בדבש ולא נבוש תפונים ביואי מקרבנו לפונוב סוילס ושמן ודבש וחועדו הנה הצדוקו בחיל קומון ובער ועמודונון ולא נבוש תפונים בלחם הקלויקל אביסינו בעולויים ורוגנון חועדו הנה הצדוקו במדבור לא יחוסרנו דובור ולא נבוש תפונים ביאצי סלובון וחצי רויס ודיזוב כאן דובור לחועדו הנה הצדוקו בשיחוין ואוג וכל ממלכו יסקנוען ולא נבוש תפונים באוכון השמוע בחרם בלי מצוי מען לחועדו הנה הצדוקו בפועל אשר פועלתו ברבוס ומוישים ולא נבוש תפונים אצל מיכו כיווי אנחנו פוישים חועד הנה הצדוקו בכמעט שילוי ונוי וגיבוינו בייסוי לומים ולא נבוש תפונים ברשע שנמצא בונו שחובו ובמבונו נחלומים חועד הנה הצדוקו בשני חובונו שחובו בביצעים ואנחנו כיומים ולא נבוש תפונים בשובנו אלך ובחולי שתשוב אלינו ברחמים וחועד הנה הצדוקו בצ'אמי יוישונו שיססינו כבושו מי שומע ולא נבוש תפונים כי טוב האיש חמודויס התה אלוהי עוז נכו ושמו וזה כפיתול חוף א' זו נעשור הרוגי מלכוס We cry for the loss of the G'doyle Ador of the Asor Arugi Malchus on the Bechi on the Nois Yaakov that we lost. Arzei Alevonoi Nadirei Atoiro Balei Treisin V'mishno V'gimoro Kiboyre ko yacham oleh betaro dom vam nishpach v'nosh yisor givuro hinam kidoyshe yarugei malchus asoro v'leile ani boichiyo v'yein nigro zois bezochi yazak v'moro chem das yisroei klei ha-goydesh neizo v'atoro tohirei leiv kidoyshim eizu v'miso chamuro yadu goyro l'irishoi l'cherev beruro כנפל גוירול על רבון שימוי פושע צבורו יובוכו כנגזרו גזירו לרב שימן חוזר ההגמוי לאור גוי ונפש נצורו מזרע הרון שואל בבקושו לבכוי סלבן הגבירו נוט על רוי שמסרום ליער כבוי סוף מנוי רואה תהוירו סום אינו ועל אינו ופיו על פיו ביערו גמורו Oma ve'omar, he'a mizgabu ba'toiro, pitam nikniso olof miso mishuno v'chamuro. Tzivo olav, shites roishoi, gitarra sechiro, ki amboiro yomru lenavshei, tshri v'navoiro. Rosho apoishei, teis igia, limkoim tfilei mitzvah zboro. Tzoko, tzoko, v'nizda ze oilo, v'eretz izpoirero, v'yachro, v'hiviu isra v'akiva, oiker hori, v'toichlen zu bezu bisvoro. בסורגרץ בסורוי במסרק של ברזי להשתברו יוצא נשמוסי ביחוד ובאס כאילה מורו אשריכו רב עקיבו גופחתו בכל מיני תארו ואבובו רב יהודו האחרון הביאו בשיב ונגב עזורו נרק בן שיב ושונו בידי עבורו יוישי ותאי ניסויו נוקי לחוסית במלאכתו אל מהרו רב חנינו בן חדיו, אינך רוב מקים כאילו יזבצי אין שורו. יוישי ודוידש וספר תוירו אימוי, ויקיפו בחבילי זמוירו, אסור יציסו בוהם, וכרחו בספר תוירו. ספוגין של צמר, איניחו על ליבו, אישלו יום וסמירו. חוסין רבי שבו בספר, הרוגו הוא הממוירו. זרקו וישליחו לכלובים לא יגבר בקבורו. יוסף באסקולולו, ושלישינו כלום, מתרס מוישה לשומרו, יחרוב גם חוץ את ביי נזרו, עברו, אוי, פאפוי ריח נשרף, במי פיו כבד מדורו, צדיק רבלוזו בן שמוע, ואחרוי נו, נרג ממת קירו, עם ערב שבס רויו, זמן קידוש ויקדש ויקרו, חרב, שולפו הולוב, לא יניחו, בחיים לגומרו, יוצא, תשמו, סוי, בבורו אלוהיקים, יוצא וצור צורו, כהנו וכהנו, ויסיבו בני אב לו, לאנו יסביגורו, וסקילו עשרי וערג וחנק, מיוחד לשערו, נסרס, ממנו יוכלו, הרו יויס, ספזורו, חזי התנופו, ושויק התרומו, תורפו אריי ויקפירו. יאיתי ואדינוי ולא יויסיף אוי בלי אסרו. אמייס פלקאים קוישלויס. חלק יעקב ומושיע ביסורו. להצדק ימלוך מלך. יוי מר שולמו ימי אבלך. לאוי רוי ניסה ונילך. Say the next kapitel, kapitel Chav Beis, was written by the Rishonim. On the tragedy of the Chulbin of Knesset Yisrael, the times of the Crusaders. And we cry over here on the Chulbin of these very special Kehilos, who were very great in their tzidkus and the Maisim Toivin. And we cry over here also for the Churban HaTorah. Churban HaTorah, sometimes we're punished, as Loshen the Pasuk in Eicha is, Malka V'sora Bagoyim Eim Torah. We lose the Gdolei Torah, and together with that we lose our Mesorah of Torah Shebaal Peh. And we lose our capability of properly being dovuk and shechina through the Gedolei Torah, as I said before. That's why the horrible tragedy of Sreifas, of Siluk Tzadikim, is as great as Sreifas Beis Elokeinu. Because Talmidei Chachomim, are the vehicles of giving over the Mesoira from generation to generation. There's the vehicles of bringing Shechina to Klesis Yisrael throughout the coming generations. The Yavne v'Chachomel, they're the Pleitas Beis Sefreyev. They are the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's vehicle of being Mamshich the Kedusha to the upcoming generations. And when we're not worthy, and Talmidei Chachomel are mistalik from us, it's a Golus HaShechina, and it's a terrible, we lose tremendous opportunities. And that's what we'll say here in this capital. We'll cry. And the Torah, Torah, Chigrisak, Vispal Shiba Firm. We're begging the Torah, that the Torah should be Misabel. We're Misabel with the Torah. And the Malachayich, the Chavlayich, the Tufsim Mishaytayich, those who show us how to swim and how to go through the Yam HaTalmud, Mefanchitz Funayich, those who megale the hidden secrets of the Torah Shebal Peh. And we cry over here, Miyafarik Havayis Miyitarit Shvorim. And Rabbi Yosher Berry pointed out, we cry over here, Miyafli Nazirus Umiyaruch Nedorim. It doesn't mean Kipshutoi, Yitayin, of how to make a Nazir or how to make a Heter Nedorim. Are you Heter Nedorim? You need a Yochid Mumche or a Bezdin Shal Shloisha Adyoitis. We have a capability of being making Nazirus or being Matin Nazirus, making Nedorim, being Matin Nedorim. What we're lacking, as Rabbi Yosher Berry pointed out, in this Kufa the Rishonim, the Mesoira, we lost our Mesoira on Mesechta Nazir. We lost our Mesoira on Mesechta Nedorim. Those are the two Mesechtas we're lacking. We don't have Rashi. We don't have Perish Rashi. These are Mesechtas which we don't have. A Mesoira from G'doyli Balei HaTosfos, which was lost by our losing these great Talmud Chachomim from the times of the Rishonim. And that's what we cry. Tisha B'Av, we cry for the Golus HaShechina. Is the Golus HaShechina of the Beis HaMikdosh, of the Bizoyin, and the fact that Kfal Yisrael were thrown out, so to speak. The Golus of Yisrael and the Golus of the Torah, which is our connecting force, Takodesh Baruch Hu Tashras HaShechina. And that's what we cry. Hachishu mimeni vada beirov yavoy olay mo chomos ezak vishoy mecho shoychen shumay mo hetzikas ni ruchi v'lo yucha ledoy mo kayoy leido efe shach leishoy mo mispeid mare ese v'akoynein peni mo divrei shagoysa yitchu ki yavo sivdi ala dosya shonitno v'shavo Orit besichi voimo, bedor lehi yorimo, eich shavas mosois, v'yorvo simcho, kol ponim poru, v'chol roish tomcho, v'chol zokon geruo, geduo val kol eiva nocho, miyoz nesoiro goyaz, doi reishucho, seilo avira, yoi geyev niftecho, silo isayu bachura, inozach besicho, roish kol chutzois, nivnosom kasucho, Oy le live tapa in der shvu kitzoin tivcho Eli lal za is mit dem os ya lecho os fu hey la it bu ye tsoin tivcho da bu sab khiv lo rim tivcho el bilu shma ayin de zak ye adomo er elen zu gitzak u moro svoy tam hure ob du ba khavro kol ke khoyl otzor ki mavkiro isoin nu ala das sepizuro Alei moi ki nigzera gzeira b'chor yaf v'zaham v'evro v'nisvad u b'prishut v'toro v'kadei shena gadoi v'hanoiro v'ish esochim chizku v'yezra lidovek v'yirat oiro v'blikroi alav oid zoro v'lichor osu geber v'gviro albonim tfiras tiforo av lo zru gvuro yiseiro la aloim roish v'likroi tshidro Veilei moi dibru ba'amiro, lo izochinu legadalchem la'toiro, nakrivchem k'oilo ve'aktoro, v'nizgei mochem la'oiro, hatzfuno me'en koi ve'alumo, orid besichi bo'imo, ve'koil nehi yorimo, oz izkimu gdoilim uktanim, likabel bi'avod im shoychem yoinim, וסקיינים בשעים ברעננים, הם היו תחילו נידוינים, ויוצאו לקרוסם אז איפונים, ונהרגו המוינים המוינים, וניסרו פדורים עם פרשדוינים, ואובו יסעשו עם רחמונים, והפכו לארזור קיינים, Efisu alom vayis ve'albon Hu mishigoy halon aloi rishoynim Hu nishchat b'chalof vayis v'zakeinim V'achurim alitoy le'emunim Hem lichichu afar kisanimim V'akalo ish levushim shonim מולוף איז בזרויו איז חסונים, מנותוך איז בחרב וחידוינים, זרחו איזו איז קהל, עדס נבוינים, ועל תך שום ירבו איז קינים, והספידו על חסינים והגונים, אשר צולול במים אז עידוינים, זכר זו איז נפשי אגומו, אורי בשיחי ואימו, וכל נהי יורימו, תוירו, תוירו, חגריסק, מספר שיבה אפורים, אבל יוחד הסילוף, ומספר תמרורים, אותו יפסאי, משתייך ופורסי מחמורים, מלוחייך וחבלייך ומים אדירים, אורחים ארוחייך מיישרי הדורים, מפרחי תפונייך ומגלי מסתורים, מקצה בגבוייס, מסתתק בהורים, מפרק הוויוס, מתורת שבורים, מיף לנזירוס, מיירוס נדורים, משדד ממוקייך, מחתו יחור ביטורים, מלחם, מלחמתך, מיושב לשורים, כלי מלחמו עובדו ונופלו גיבוירים, אשרי הם הזכילים, קורקי הזוירים, תנו חי שלום, נוחו ישורים, בוי ואבוי שוי, ושבר לניסורים, מדיבס נבש, וחבולים וצירים, וחיליו עם עיניים, צלמו וצפילוי סדורים, ערבוים ריחים, מתן צפורים, ובויקר מצפים, מגלה או הוירים, ממר עיניים או ישרים או שורים, מחוץ שקלו חרב, אימו מחדורים, עמוס איתה ביטרוי, כל סיסורים, כהנה, לסוי רסוכו, אשר סופו הזורים, כלו ופרעו, קרו לגזורים, כסירים סיבוכים, הגדילו המדורים, עלי לתיסאפי, גדון כל יצורים, תינקו עם דום הנשפוך, כמיים המוגורים, ישוי דנים, ין כסורים, עם שווי פשע, לורנים ומוגורים, רחם, אוי סום, בל תחרימו, קרנו מגביו ואורימו, ובשיח ואימו, וכל נהי יורימו. Es kommt Kapitel Lamed Vov. Es ist ein Mensch. Lamed Vov ist von einem Jude, ein Levi. Und Gdoyle Arishoyni. It's a kinder of yearning, of ga'agua, of coming back. Tziyo ina lo isi shali, lishlo ima sirayich, lo yoshay shlo imeich, והם יסר אדורייך מיום ומזרוך מצופוי וזיימו שלוים רוחוי וקורוי שימי כל עבורייך ושלוי נסיר תקווה נעשי נמוב כתל חמוי ונחשוף לריתו מלאי עבורייך לפקוי סנוסך אני סנים ואיסך לא משיבה שבוסך אני חינוי לשירייך. I'll just mention over here, Dimis Boine, in the depth of the kina, part, there's two points. There's a yearning of coming back to Libi Lebeis Keil. My heart is for the Mikdosh. V'lifnei Keil Moed Yemel v'machanayim konigit ha'arayich. And then there's also a yearning to cry. A yearning of being properly able to be misabel. The livkois and nusach, to be able to cry on your pain, anisanim. I'm like a crocodile. I want to be able to cry and cry. Why? Because the crying itself, the yearning itself, is a gewaldic and a tremendous madrega. There's a yearning for the migdosh. There's a yearning for shchina. There's a yearning for dveikut and for ruchnias. And there's an aspect of the yearning, there's a yearning for avelus. There's a yearning to properly appreciate where we should be, what we could come to, and what we've lost. That itself is a tremendous madrega. Libi lebeisel, v'lifnei el, mo'id yehemeh, v'lamachanayim, v'chol nigei toirayich, shom ashkino, shchun aloch, ויועץ תחפוסך למור שרי שחק שורייך וכבוי דדוי נוי לבדו יום אוירי ואין סהר ושמש וכוי חובים אוירייך אבחר לנפשי להשתפך במקוי מה שרוח אלוהים שוכו על בחירייך את בייס מלוכו ויד כיסי חבויד אי ואיך יושבו עבודים עלי כיסוי סבירייך מי יתנני משויטי במקוי מויס אשר נגלו אלוהים לחויזייך וצירייך מי יעשה לך נופיים וארחיק נדוי או גניד לבישרי לבובי בן בסוירייך אפוי להפיע לירצך וארצה אבונייך לימוי ואחויני נסעפורייך אף כי ביום די עלי קיברוי סבוי סי ושתוימים עלי חברוי נבחר כבורייך הרו עבורים בוי רהויר אשר שום שני אוירים גדולים בוי רייך ומוי רייך חיי נשמי סביר ארצך ממור דבוי רב כסף עורך ונפסוף נורייך הנם לנפשי הולי חורם ויוחף וחייב עלי חורבוי שמומו אשר הויו דבירייך במקוי מרוינך אשר נגנז ובמקוי מקרובייך אשר שוכנו חדרי חדורייך או בוי וישליך פייר נעזר וכוי זמון חינל בארץ בובלס נזירייך איך ירב לי החול ושטוי פייה חזה כי יסחפו הכלובים אס כפירייך אוי איך מוריון ממוסק לעיניי בוי דרד בפיור ואים פגרי בשורייך כוי סייגונים לאט הפי מיד כי כבור מולוקס אולי ונפשי ממרייך איזה זכרו לא אשתך המורי לזכור אוליבו ואמצע שמורייך ציון כלילה סיוי פייה ומכינו ירירי למוי ובוך נקשרו נפשי סחברייך היי מה סמיכים נשאל ווסייך והכאבים על שם ימייסייך ומכמל שמורייך מבויר שיבי שייפים נגדך משתך ומשמיקוי מוי עלי נוי חך שורייך את ראי המוינך אשר גולו ונספז ומהר לגיבו לשוכחו גדירייך המחזיקים בשולייך ומסמצים לה לאיס ולאכויס וסנצני תמורייך שינור ופטרויס הירחוך וגודלו ומבלו מידמו וסומייך ורייך אל מי ידמו משיחייך ואל מי מביאייך ואל מי לביאייך ושירייך ישנה ויחלוי וקולי וכל ממלכו ישראל אלים חסנך לא אילום לדור ודוי נזירייך יבוא למוישו ולויהייך ואשרי אנוש יבחר ויקרא וישכן בחצירייך אשרי מחכה ויגיע ויראה אלוי שירייך יבוקרו אלוב שחורייך וירויס בטוי ואז פתירייך ולהלויס בשמחוסך ושובך עלי קדמו ובוס נעורייך.